Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Shamalama ding dong, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the Blackout Tips premium sports podcast for all the premium listeners out there. I am your host, Rod, joined by the other host, Jay Triz Nye. What up, dog?
I'm doing excellent. Happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying myself. It's been a quick week.
It has been.
I'm a little upset with myself. We'll talk about it when we get to that point.
You upset with yourself?
I fucked up last night.
Uh-oh.
You hit me with that text? With that pigskin pickle?
Yep. Yeah, I tried to send it out on Facebook, Twitter, and I text messaged you to get your pick in for Thursday. And I saw a couple people say, damn, I forgot. So they 0 for 1 for the week.
Hey, man, look. I was logged in, right? Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It says game has not started, but wouldn't let me choose a team.
Oh, it did that to me in my fantasy league. I tried to move a tight end that was hurt out of my lineup. And it was like on my clock, it was like 12:58. And it was like, I hit submit and it was like, can't process move.
Yep.
I was like, what? Can't process the move.
I couldn't even select a team though. I took a picture of it. I was like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah.
So I was mad at myself. And the reason I was mad at myself, because 10 minutes earlier, I had just logged off after making some transactions and changing some lineups on my fantasy team.
Mm.
So it's not like I wasn't just looking at it. You know what I mean?
So
I was super mad at myself.
Yeah, and, I hear you.
And that ass whooping the Falcons put on them boys. Woo. Yeah,
I called that shit.
It's a trick, though. Don't fall for it.
They're at home. Like, listen, when they at home, they going to be a completely different team. That's how Matt Ryan always is until about November. Like, he always, because he make you think he a top 10 quarterback. You be like, yo, he good. I don't know what happened them other 2 weeks, but he was on the road. So, and then you get to November and you realize he's not that good.
He put up 36 points on me last night.
Hey, I saw somebody that had Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. And the kicker going against somebody, man. I looked at that shit. I said, I know that nigga mad as shit. Your lineup, your whole matchup is done on Thursday.
Yep.
Like, you might as well just be like, man, I'm going to sit everybody and just hope everybody be healthy this week.
I was mad as hell.
Speaking of which, we should probably get right into the fantasy. Oh, wait. Let me play the song. I forgot. We got to play the song. Which always takes a little longer than I think, which is why I should cue it up ahead of time. But, you know, it's live podcasting and, we're just gonna let Zoom do its thing. Why the fuck does Zoom take so long?
How do you have a Zoom desktop anyway? Cause I used to have a Zoom. It's a random thing to download.
It just came with the shit. And I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me. That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I wanna have sex with a personality. Try hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I? You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. Oh, we do have fun. How'd you do in your fantasy leagues this week?
Still 1-1.
1-1 again, huh? Yeah. I need to look at my record real quick. You know who you play in the shit or?
Yeah, and the black guy who tips league,
mm-hmm.
I fucking lost to Karen.
all Karen
by 11 points.
Whoop that ass. Whoop that trick. Whoop, man, you lucky she ain't here then.
Listen, I got a zero from AJ Green because this nigga hurt his pinky toe.
Man,
in the first quarter.
By the way, I have him in another league. Why am I mad because he said he gonna play Sunday?
Right.
So, bitch, you could have played this Sunday.
Right. You know he not starting in my league.
Right.
I'm mad as hell about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Low you gonna key. Play it. You know, you gonna play 3 minutes and sit your ass down?
Well, ironically, in the Balls Deep League, I beat Karen, who is I Am Black Canseco, and I beat her by only. Shit, 3 points, pretty much exactly. 92.9 to 89.8. My main stars were not Malcolm Floyd or Jordan Cameron, who gave me 0 and 0. Jordan Cameron was the one I couldn't get out in time. And Malcolm Floyd was the one who just didn't do shit, man. I don't even think there was a reason he didn't catch it. He didn't even get targeted that whole game.
Man, listen. AJ Green gave me a zero. Vernon Davis, you know, he went out the second quarter.
Yep, he
first
got
or
hurt.
Second, right.
Did he catch a touchdown before he got out or no?
Nope.
Damn.
So he only gave me 5 points.
Man, he out for a while, it sound like.
Oh, he not getting no play time either.
Yeah.
Tony Romo, I don't know what the fuck was going on that game. All them fucking rushing touchdowns and no passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How does Geno Smith get more points on my bench?
And Geno had a touchdown call back.
Right. Geno had 17 points at the half, man.
That's terrible.
At
man.
The half. He ended up with 19, but still, at the half, he had 17.
Yep.
Mad as hell, Karen out here whooping my ass and shit. Anquan Boldin, 4 points. Come on, man.
Karen's in my MVP was Andrew Luck with 24.9. And Marshawn Lynch and Randall Cobb, they both, like, had good days. Nobody else did shit. On Karen's team, Nick Foles gave her 19.4. That's pretty good. Darren Sproles gave her 27. Still found a way to lose.
Nigga. I don't know how you lose with Darren Sproles on your squad.
Oh, we're going to talk about Darren Sproles today, too. That's on my agenda list now.
I played the other person in the other league is Austin Blackman, which is ASAP okay. Drake tiers. Beat him in the other
league. How much you beat him by?
10.
Oh, okay.
And that's with a -1 from the Seahawks.
Yeah, what was up with them this week?
Son,
dude,
I don't know.
I was looking at that game like, what the fuck have y'all done with? Did y'all replace them with, like, they coffee with decaf?
Man, I don't know what the problem is. What, a -1?
Yeah, that's terrible, man. All right, let me see who the other team I beat was, because that's, that was the Rod Wedding. So, let's see, Blackout Tips League, I won over Sterling. At the Wound God on Twitter, the final score was 178.12 to 91.4. Don't you ever bring that weak shit in my house. Yeah, he could. Yeah, I got to talk about this on a regular show because I think we only talk about the Balls Deep League here. But, yeah, he caught the ass whooping of a lifetime.
No, that is the Balls Deep one.
Oh, wait, is this it? Let's see. Hold on. Nah, this is just the black. Oh, it is. You're right. Yeah, I whooped Sterling's ass, son. Oh, my God. I whooped his ass so good. Listen to this, dog. Russell Wilson gave me 22. LeSean McCoy gave me 18. Alfred Morris gave me 20.5. Jordy motherfucking Nelson, 31.5. Andre Johnson gave me 10.4, and that's, I was like, shame on you, Andre.
I
only double digits?
I expect more out of him than
you. Gonna let the white boy outdo you? Fine. Then, Antonio Gates gave me 31.1. He's back. He is back. Emmanuel Sanders gave me 14. Bengals gave me 11. And my kicker outscored everybody but one person on his team. Dan motherfucking Bailey. From Dallas gave me 19 of them things, dog. And, my bench even had good, you know, decent days. I mean, I would have beat him no matter who I started because I'm that nice. But his team, you know, just really let him down with, 91.4. Now, is that really fair to say? Cause honestly, if you think about it, for the whole league, 91.4 probably would have beat some people last week.
You know what?
But he happened to be playing against the best.
Hey. Not when you start in Jamal Charles. And we, since week one, I've been saying that's a question of pickup.
Hey, dog, I told everybody I don't draft Jamal Charles. And people, like, he's one of my people that I can't fuck with.
Next week, maybe start Pierre Garçon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. You might even be playing me, but I will say next week is you start Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, you need to do something about that, Sterling.
But not this week. Yeah. Not when you assumed that RG3 was playing.
Yeah, just, you know, try not to bring weak, funny business to my house is all I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? It's like he came to my house and he was like, I got some wine coolers. And I was like, nigga, we drink beer here.
Well, isn't Sterling wounded enough?
Yeah.
Do you have to rub it in?
He was wounded. I wounded him all the way.
No disrespect. I was done with him. No disrespect to the wound.
No disrespect.
God.
No, that's my nigga.
Because I know, I heard the interview.
He had to get this work, though. I mean, the work is impartial. I beat my wife. No Ray Rice. I beat my wife in the fantasy football. I ain't taking no prisoners, nigga. This is a shoe program. Pelican Bay. The case is on all you niggas. And then you said, yeah, well, all right, we covered that you won in that. So, Pigskin Pick'em, man. Let's see how we did last week, cause I haven't looked. Need to go to the league. Where is my TBGWT? Let's look at last week. What can I see? Week two. Oh, Jesus, this is terrible. Week two, I got 7. Oh my God, that is the worst I've ever done. Let's see. Coming in number one, Jay Sarge got 12. So he got 11 and 12 the first couple weeks.
I'm just showing my picks. Oh, I see it now.
Let me see if I can find Karen's pick. Karen got 8, so she beat me. And
I got 8 again.
You got 8 too? Where you at? I can't see.
Tied for 27th. Down to rhyme over reason.
Oh, no, you got 9 last week. Yeah, 8 was week 1. You got 9 week 2.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, so both of y'all beat me. I got 7. But you got 17 for the year. I got 19, and Karen has 19. And then the overall leader is Jay Sarge with 24. He's leading everybody by 3.
He cheating, man.
Yeah, this nigga definitely cheating, bro.
What you doing? Watching Vegas tips or something? Watching now, professionals?
Now, I know there's a few people got zeros for... for last night. Now I'm assuming none of y'all picked the Bucks, so y'all must have just forgot to put y'all shit in. That Thursday night football is no joke.
Yep.
So I guess let's go through.
And it's crazy because I sent the text out last week.
Yeah, you the one that reminded me. I was like, it's getting kind of close. I didn't get that text from Justin. Let me remind him. So let's go through the rest of the games, man. The Chargers play the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Now the Chargers coming off that, pretty dominant performance against Seattle, but that was at home. Buffalo is 2-0.
I'm picking Buffalo.
Picking Buffalo? Manuel?
Yeah, they got to come back this week.
And Sammy Watson?
Yeah, plus, you know, the Chargers disrespected the, Seahawks, so I want them to lose.
Okay, I'm going with the Seahawks. I mean, San Diego. I'm going to Chargers.
Okay, I'm going Buffalo.
All right. The Bengals.
And they at home, too, now.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't trust them. I'm not going to lie. I don't trust E.J. Manuel. He black, and I'm not sure how smart he is.
Would you trust the Chargers quarterback?
Hell yeah, I trust Phillip Rivers.
Man, come
on. Shit, that's my dog.
At the beginning of the year, second half of the year, he money.
Nah, I fucks with Phillip Rivers. He don't cuss. You out there kicking them black people ass.
Them bolo ties.
Yeah, I mean, if he lose, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, I believe in Phillip more than EJ. Cincinnati plays Tennessee. After Tennessee found a way to lose to Dallas at home, I got to go with Cincinnati.
It's Cincinnati all day. I don't know why you would ever pick Tennessee.
Yeah, I picked them last week. I think I can't remember if I picked them. I feel like I picked them last. Wait, how can I see? I picked who did I pick last week? I feel like I picked Tennessee. Oh no, I picked the Cowboys. But that was one of the few I got right. All right. Well, all right. I stand corrected. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm picking the Bengals. Cleveland Browns are at home. They're at home against the Baltimore Ravens.
The former Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
It's hard to pick between which Cleveland team.
Now see, they are 1-0 since Ray Rice got in trouble. And I feel like that bodes well for them. It kind of feels like the Ewing theory where you lose a player that everybody goes, oh, the team's going to be distracted. The team's going, but actually it makes the team better because y'all don't have to worry about that shit no more.
Yeah.
So I feel like Baltimore is legit. The problem is Cleveland has a good defense and they did manage to beat, like, they barely lost to the Steelers and they did beat the Saints last week.
The thing is for me is Baltimore is also a trash team.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like,
and Flacco's terrible.
Yeah, they're gonna be terrible this year. So it's hard to pick between the two. Shit. But I don't think I would ever pick Cleveland against any other team this season.
Yeah, I can't.
Maybe
I
the just, Bucks.
I just can't pull the trigger on Cleveland and I want to.
No disrespect to Shirley.
Intellectually, I feel like they should win. But I just don't believe in it. So I'm gonna go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I can never choose Cleveland.
The Dallas Cowboys are at the St. Louis Rams. I'm gonna go Cowboys.
I'm going Cowboys too.
Rams are starting a quarterback who I don't remember his name.
Yep. And I got the Rams on defense. I gotta switch that up.
Yeah. I feel like the defense could be a legit play, but it's like a feast or famine. Like, you know what I mean? Romo either gonna come out, throw a couple picks, back gonna be tight.
I can't have Romo as a quarterback and the Rams as my defense.
Yeah. Oh, you got Romo as your quarterback too?
Yep.
Well, that's a mistake.
But I'm thinking about starting Geno. And Geno was my,
That was your joke pick.
Right. And I'm thinking about starting him.
He might be starting.
Geno might get some starting.
Can't tell if he's smart or stupid, man.
I don't. And I'm mad I didn't start him last week.
And I
thought about it.
Dog, he almost tied that game. If the coach, cause the coach couldn't tell if he was smart or stupid. Cause it was like, why he let the running back line up in the wrong spot? But Geno might have seen something. We don't know.
Right. And the thing is, man, he went from 25 points to 19.
Yeah.
Like that's a legit. You want that out of out your quarterback. Like that's most people averaging 12, 15 points out of their quarterback.
That's like a win. That's a winning quarterback in a fantasy football game. Like somebody lost their game off that last week. Like when they call back that touchdown, somebody out here in the world was like, I really needed them 6 points.
Right.
I really needed them 6 points. I'm done now.
Man, that, what? And this is the thing. He had 17 at the half, man.
At the half.
Geno, he really could have gone for 40 points had he been more consistent.
Yep, because can't tell if he's smart or stupid. Packers at the Lions. I'm going Packers.
I'm going Lions in this one.
Going Lions?
Yep.
Lions did put up a good fight against the Panthers, but Cam and them was just like, nah.
And here's the thing. Watching them against the Panthers is what made me like them. Even though I had picked them to beat the Panthers, I didn't think the Panthers was going to win, but it made me like them more. I don't think Aaron can handle that pressure yet. We watched what that pressure did for Seattle against him. And I feel like Detroit going to give him the same pressure.
Yeah, maybe, man. I mean, I can see it. I just think the Packers are that team that they play like shit for three quarters and then once they actually start just throwing the ball, then you can't stop them.
And as long as Detroit have Megatron, I always feel like they in the game.
That's a good point. Indianapolis Colts against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Colts are 0-2.
The Colts are 0-2 and they are on the road at Jacksonville. Give me the Colts.
Yep. It's still not close. Yes.
Nope. Not even. I don't.
Cause it's Jacksonville.
If I turn that game on and it's close, I'm going to be like, what the fuck happened here?
Is there a Florida team you would choose? In any sport right now, other than Florida State.
That's it.
Is there a Florida team you would choose? Maybe. Like, not even the Heat right now.
Maybe if USF was playing College of the Blind or something. I don't know.
They used to be Team Duncan.
The Patriots play the Raiders, and the Patriots are at home.
Patriots.
The Patriots are 1-1. The Raiders are 0-2. I'm going to Patriots.
I might have to start Brady in that game.
Yeah, that would be a good start.
I hate my
Brady,
quarterback.
Dog, Brady fell off so bad, and nobody's noticed unless you play fantasy football. He not good down the field no more. he used to be like, you know, a legit, he gonna throw one or two like bombs during the game.
Yep. Get like, you 300 yards.
Yeah, when the last time you seen Tom Brady throw like a 50-yard pass to that was a completion?
And the thing is, even when I drafted him, I knew all last season he was out there throwing ducks, right? Because I used, you used to joke him. I was like, it can't be 2 years in a row out of him. He too much a professional. He came from the bottom. Like, he has to go through the offseason and fix that. And I just knew he was going to fix
that. This is my new impression of Tom Brady. Now, it's a physical impression, so people watching, like, not listening. People are listening to the podcast, not watching it. You're just not going to get it. But this is my new, this is the new Tom Brady. That's the new Tom Brady, dog. He do a lot of, nah, that way. No, stop. Now you're supposed to keep going. Like, you can't get on the same page with these niggas, dog.
Hey, somebody don't know the playbook, man. Yeah. Now, Chad Johnson did say that that playbook was extremely complicated.
Now, here's the thing, though. With other quarterbacks, I have that confidence where I'll be like, obviously, Peyton Manning was right and you wrong. Yo. Tom Brady been missing niggas for a good year and a half now. I'm starting to be like, maybe he wrong.
It's him.
Maybe it's you, dog. Maybe you don't know what the fuck you doing no more. I don't know how you get in the past.
If people keep telling you, you got to tell. Eventually, you got to turn around and look, man.
The Adrian Peterson-less Vikings versus the Mark Ingram-less Saints.
Oh, still Saints.
Give me the Saints. by the way, can I just talk my shit for a second about them Saints?
Hey, man. And I had Mark Ingram playing. He still got me 17 before he got
Yeah, before he broke his hand. Hey, man. Them niggas miss my motherfucking man, Darren Sproles.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It's true. I know Saints fans gonna blame their defense, and you're right. Your defense is not good right now, but to be quite honest, your defense is never consistently good. It's very opportunistic.
Yep.
And normally the way that the opportunities come is because y'all niggas get the lead and motherfuckers start pressing, and then they get that motherfucking, that pick six, they get that fucking, that, you know, that fumble, that,
nope,
that.
Nope. They haven't been good since they started getting, stopped getting tax-free incentives, Bounty Gate.
No, I mean,
they were,
well, technically, you know, going by stats, they had the fourth best defense in the league last year. Like points against, in points against, and in, what was the other measurement? Points against and yards. And in yards. So they were like top five in both. Like, you know, I respect it. But I think what people are missing, though, is when your team has the ball and you're not really a good running team, you never really have been. But they were able to, like, check down on, like, third and one to Darren Sproles. And they almost would always get the shit because that little nigga just, it's so hard to defend all of them.
Yeah, he got hands too.
Yeah. And like every fifth catch, he broke it for like 12 yards, 15 yards. Everyone, like, it wasn't every catch. It's not like some prolific, like, you know, it's not like when they had, it's not like when Marshall Faulk was coming out of the fucking backfield.
Or Reggie Bush.
Yeah. It's not that level, but it's the level of like, dog, it's annoying. Like, when my team is playing against you, or when I'm rooting against the Saints, it used to be the most frustrating people to root against, because it was like, these niggas would come in, you would think they was going, you'd be like, we could just get a stop. We got 7 minutes to stop them. We just need to make them go three and out. We just need to get, all right, well, they got that one. All right, cool. We're going to make them go three and out this time. We got them to third and one. Damn, they got that one. All right, cool. Like, somebody, by the end, you like, check this nigga Darren Sproles. And like, right when you start yelling that, they throw that shit over the top to like Colston or Jimmy Graham, and you be like, fuck, lost.
The other thing about Sproles too, man, is he will still try to run you over. Like, he not that little dude that you can just weak tackle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no, you have to wrap him up.
Well, here's what I like about him. He reminds me of Warrick Dunn. He too small to hurt. You know what I mean? He just one of them niggas that's too small to hurt. Like,
it's like trying to break a marble. You can't do it.
It's very rare that they have these dudes in the NFL, because typically it's a league where if you small, you're going to get killed. But he protects himself. He rarely forces it. And every once in a while when you think like, oh, I'm about to lay a lick on him, he hits you first before you get that set, so you can't even like injure him. Like, you know, cause I'm not above it, man. My team be down, I'll be like, man, fuck this nigga up. And he'll just catch that shit. It's like he got a sixth sense where he just be like, not this time. And he'll just lay down like, nope. I got the first down. I'm good.
And he fast.
Yep.
So if you get near him, he's going to hit you at that point.
Yep.
After you used up all your energy just to catch up to him.
Dude, and on Twitter, I made the casual observation. I've been watching football all day. I done made 75 observations about football at least. Not to mention, I've live tweeted football my entire time on Twitter. I've watched football my whole fucking life. And I used to go to the bar and watch all 16 games at the same time, like, you know, live on the TV. So, like, I know a little something about football. And I know, even if it's not my team, I typically know something about your team because I've watched your team play 16 games for several years. You know what I mean? Now, I'm a little bit lazier now that I have Red Zone. But even now, I go watch an NFL replay of your team to be like, okay, what did they do? What's their, you know, when they're situationally in this, like, what personnel they go with? Because it helps me, but, you know, this is why I win the fantasy football league. I care more. So, one of the things I always noticed about the Saints team was it was hard to get them off the field in the fourth quarter because they could always do the check down, man. And it wasn't a running play, which people traditionally think that's how you manage the clock is, well, you just run the ball, run the clock out. Nah, that 3 foot, I mean, that 3 yard pass from Breeze to Sproles, that shit better than a running play.
And he can block too, man.
Right. Here's the thing. If he don't block and he rolls out, he's going to catch that pass.
And who going to catch him?
And right, like,
because the man that was checking him is now blitzing.
Best case scenario, he takes the 3 yards and sits down. That's your best case scenario. Every once in a while, he tries to break one, or he'll just get a couple extra yards or whatever. So, you know, to me, I was like, when they said they gave him up for, like, I think a third round pick from us.
Fifth round, I think.
Yeah, it was something stupid. I was like, why?
But we talked about it briefly when the trade happened. We was like, that's a good pickup for y'all.
Yeah, his wife was mad and shit on Instagram. I was like, but yep. Why did they do that? Like, do y'all not think y'all need him? I guess y'all just really. And so people were trying to argue with me some X's and O's shit, thinking that I'm just some like Johnny come lately. I don't know nothing about football. And it really got heated because I was like people were calling me names and shit. But I was like, people would be like, well, we got Kenny Stills and Brandon Cooks.
Who are they?
So they some wide receivers and they can do the same thing Sproles can. I said, do they line up in the backfield or do they line up on the wing like, you know, wide receivers do? Well, I mean, it's the same essentially. It's a short pass. Actually, it's not.
Nope.
Cause you're not coming out of the backfield where one, you could fake a block and roll out. Two, you can actually block. So like you high school can just set up a straight up pass play by just having him down there. They got to respect the fact that he can roll out at any time, slowing down the pass rush. Three, you also got this, the factor that, whether it's a zone and he can just find a soft spot in the zone with enough time, or even if it's man to man, you could put him in motion and move him out to this line of scrimmage like a wide receiver would. And you can see the fucking defense. You're like, oh, okay, this linebacker is assigned to man-to-man on Sproles. That's never going to work. We just going to fucking throw it down the field on his ass. It's so many more options when you have a dude coming out the backfield as opposed to a wide receiver where your options are pretty much slant, go route, hook, curl, or some sort of pass. Every once in a while, a screen, a wide receiver screen, which they don't run a ton of, but like, are your only options.
And you can't run plays like you do at Percy Harvin because they get concussions.
Yeah, It's just not the same.
Sproles used to them hits. They're not used to them hits by them big linebackers.
Yeah, it's just not the same, man. And I'm not saying that that's going to be the downfall of the Saints or whatever. I was only saying in the Cleveland game, they missed dude. And if people was like, well, we still put up a lot of points. I didn't say you missed his scoring. I said y'all just missed him being able to keep y'all on the field. It's fucking frustrating. Take it from someone who's giving y'all a sign of respect. Y'all are a frustrating team when this nigga's on the field.
Man,
I be cussing like shit, like goddamn man, someone check him.
Yeah, why would you want to make the game harder for yourself?
Dude, they were so mad. They was, man, it got to hyperbole where it was like, he don't even matter. He was on the team when we went, when we went 6-10 or some shit. I was like, you mean the team at the Bounty Gate? Well, nigga, nobody can save that team. Like, are you really the team where y'all didn't have a coach?
And half the team was suspended.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, it got real ridiculous, man. So anyway, that's what I have to say about the Saints, man. And I didn't even, by the way, and y'all just heard it here, and it's the same way on Twitter. Didn't even say it in the context of, aha, we got your nigga, we bought the ball, it's the Eagles. I didn't even say it like that. I wasn't even thinking about, like, and now the Eagles about to use them the way y'all should. Nope.
Should have said it like that.
I should have.
You should have been petty. Why weren't you petty?
Dude, I should have been petty, dog.
Man, stop hanging out in white Twitter, man.
I wasn't petty about it.
Stop hanging out with these white
folks. I'm trying to get rid of my pettiness, man. It's hard, though.
I got to talk to Damon and bring you back to the dark side.
Like, people really making it hard to not be petty right now, but I'm doing my best, man. Like, y'all don't understand my struggle, man.
You want to be mature and shit.
I'm trying, man.
You want to be on your grown man. That's that beard, man. I'm going to have to shave the beard.
It must be. The Texans play the Giants at New York. I'm like I said, I picked the Giants to go 0-16, so I gotta go Houston.
Yeah, Texas out there. I don't know who would pick Eli right now.
Yo, Eli actually looked okay last half, last game. Two niggas sorry. They're so sorry. Nope. Kirk Cousins against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly. Give me Kirk Cousins. I think the Eagles ain't prepared for this shit.
I just knew you and I was going to differ on this pick.
Wait, you picking the Eagles?
No, I'm picking the Reds. I'm picking Washington just because it's Washington, not because I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I think I picked against the Eagles every week and we won. You know what, man? I am going to pick the Eagles. Fuck it. We can't be. I don't want to be the same as you on that one. That way we can root against each other. I will be texting you during this game.
It's to no purpose. I'm picking the Washington, but not because I think they're going to win. I think the Eagles going to win, but I'm picking Washington.
Hey, can we talk about how you're watching the Redskins back to quarterback controversy level now? Or is it still not a controversy?
When was it a controversy?
I feel like black people think it's not a controversy that Kirk Cousins might take RG3 job.
I
think they in denial. That it could happen.
It can happen. Look, and the thing is, if he winning games, it should happen.
Yeah, I don't get why. Like, I get why it's the blackness. Like, we want to support our people.
Yep.
But on some real shit, why would you want to attach your future to RG3 at this point? What about him is worth it?
I signed out last year.
Yeah.
Or was it? No, yeah, it was last year. Yeah, it was last year.
He brought you back and then you was just like, what is this shit? Yeah, man. I mean, no offense to RG3, man, but like.
He fragile.
He run like a gazelle. Like, you know what I mean? And not the good way, the bad way, like fragile, like his legs gonna break every time he hit the ground.
He is the gazelle that will consistently get caught.
He's not an NFL athlete, man. Like,
he's the gazelle that when they around by the lake, the other gazelles were like, bring Tim Robert to come over here. We got a special spot just for him because he the decoy.
RG3, like, the nigga that should be playing soccer, but he like football better. You know what I mean? Like, dog, go play soccer. You good at that.
He should be playing tennis or baseball.
Yeah.
Soccer, like, too much for him too, man.
Yeah, this can't be what you good at, man. Like, this nigga fractured. He dislocated his ankle on a non-contact play.
Look.
And when he explained it, it sounded stupid as shit. Did you hear him explain it?
No, but I saw him jump in the air during the game, and I said, what the fuck is he doing?
Dog, his explanation was dumb as fuck. It was like, yeah, so I was getting pressured out the backfield, and I was running out of bounds, but I stopped so I could stiff arm this dude, and then I felt my ankle give way, and I threw the ball. I was like, so wait, why'd you stop to stiff arm a dude when you was on your way out of bounds?
Right.
Like, Cam would have ran out of bounds, Aaron Rodgers would have ran his ass out of bounds.
What you think Russell would have did?
Russell would have ran out of bounds. Russell would have threw the ball away if the dude even got close enough to stiff. Right. He'd be like, nope, you're not hitting me.
Right. And
damn, RG3.
I think Donovan McNabb paid somebody to just collect film on RG3 to be like, yep, and I told him so. And I told him so.
He couldn't even the most vindictive man in the earth couldn't possibly have predicted how stupid that injury would be.
We did.
Nobody could know.
We've been predicting for weeks. When is he gonna die on the field?
No. We predicted an injury, but I'm talking like I was predicting like, oh, he not gonna slide or he gonna like.
Right, and because he can't just run out of bounds. He just run out of bounds. It's simple.
But when you see it, it's so like it's even stupider than I could imagine. Because
why did he jump?
What
was he jumping for?
It was like, and the play was over. It was nothing good that could come of that play, man. Like, 90% of quarterbacks just throw that good quarterbacks. Just throw the shit away, live to fight another day, man.
It makes you question how he was ever the top draft pick.
Dude.
Because you knew it was going to happen. And that's the thing. People were saying he too small, contact too much, and you didn't want to believe him.
Nope.
But they were right.
Like, he gonna be out for 8 weeks, man. He gonna come back. Kirk Cousins gonna have he gonna be driving his car. He gonna have his woman in his locker. Well,
the smartest thing Robert ever did was not marry that woman yet.
Yep.
Because had he been married to her, she would take half of this rookie contract that he gonna get. Because I don't see him getting no more money off of starter money.
They
not
about to pay him with his contract up. They gonna be like, are you serious right now?
Bye.
What are you doing in here?
His agent about to drop him.
Dog.
His agent about to leave. He'll be like, you know you fucked up, right?
Man, I want him to prove me wrong, but nothing in my common sense says he can, man. Like,
unless he cut his hair, if he come back with the same hairstyle. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you know, nope, he ain't changed, he ain't wearing shit.
If he cut his hair, I will be back on board. That's true.
He got to cut his hair for me.
You got to cut your hair, man.
It's just that simple.
You ain't growing up till you cut your hair, man. You don't see Cam Newton rocking that shit.
Yep. Even McNabb cut his.
Yep. You right on. The 49ers play the Cardinals at Arizona.
This is a tough one because I like Arizona.
I like Arizona's defense.
They still got Larry.
Like their wide receivers. Now, last week, they played with their backup quarterback and they still won.
Yep.
But who did they play? I feel like they played somebody. Sorry. Like, I feel like let's see. Last week they played, they played the Giants. So that's not really fair.
49ers. But the first week though, they played, San Diego.
Yeah.
Who you just said you had faith in.
Yeah, I do. I do. But they won by 1 point. I'm going to go with the 49ers on the road.
Smart choice.
You going with the Cardinals?
No, 49ers. I picked mine last night. Last night had me so mad, I picked all my teams last night. I already got my picks.
Oh, all right.
I don't even think I can change them at this point I wanted to.
Denver playing Seattle at Seattle. Yo, this is tough. Let me tell you why this is tough, though, before I tell you my pick. Denver owes Seattle an ass with me.
They do owe.
Like, it's really not like... This is one of them times, like, when I remember when I came home from college and my brother, he had never beat me in a fight. So, he was like, I've been waiting to beat your ass my whole life.
He'd been working out while he was gone.
Yeah, he had been. Yeah. He had been lifting weights. He joined the basketball team. He started wrestling. So like he was like, I'm going to beat your ass when I get a chance, and I wasn't prepared for it. Like he beat me up, but it was like I couldn't fight back because I was laughing so hard at how mad he was. I was like, damn, you mad as shit, man. Let me go. He was like, no, fuck that. I was like, dude, stop. I was just laughing. He was punching me and shit. I was like, man, you win. I give up. I don't want to fight. Like, you win the fight. Do you understand? He's like, no, fight me.
You couldn't fight him back.
Yeah, I was laughing too hard. He's like, fight me. So like, I feel like Denver owes Seattle one of those ass whoopings. And Seattle's supposed to just be like, all right, man, y'all playing way too fucking hard for fucking Sunday, September 21st. Like, y'all playing like it's January and shit around here. And it's not. That being said, I think Denver fucked up and got that energy out when they played them in the preseason.
Yep.
And they played way too hard in that preseason game. And they actually got some, and they won. And they got a little bit of that, like, aggression out. So I'm going with Seattle at home, man.
I'm going with Seattle, too. Just because like, well, I was going to bring it to the preseason game into it, but they showed everything they had, and Seattle just, Pete Carroll was sitting back watching, like, oh, they want to do this. Oh, they're going to try some bullshit like this. And I got something for that.
Yeah.
And they had to play hard against Kansas City last weekend, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Kansas City, dog, they had to play hard against Kansas
City. Without Jamal, but that's one of the moments, too, like, Jamal Charles got hurt, and then we actually found out that the second string nigga real good. Like, and that happens once in a while. Like, that's what happened. That's how Washington won last week. Like, I think Washington would have lost if RG3 played the whole game. But, like, the second string nigga wasn't terrible. He just came in, threw it to wide open people, and the defense was like, huh, how'd that happen?
And let me say this, too, though. I remember I have been telling you for a long time, we need a backup quarterback for Robert. Like, yeah, fuck his feelings. Yeah. We need a backup.
Yep.
And people was like, nope, go ahead and trade him. Go ahead and trade Kirk. No, keep Kirk. And I'm glad they did.
Yeah. Not only were you right about that, but I also, only reason I couldn't push you back on that is because y'all already had him. And nobody wants Kirk Cousins. Yep. So it was like, what y'all supposed to do? Cause people, I remember last year they was like, we're going to try to trade him. We're going to let him play 3 games in a row and, when RG3 is out, and then we'll trade him. And I was like, nobody gonna want him. Like, y'all setting him up for failure. Everybody know you're gonna come out and throw the ball 50 times a game, and they gonna get picks and shit.
And I'm not even saying he that great.
Yeah, I don't think he that great either. But
for Washington, yeah, he know the system. Mm-hmm. The coaches like him. Keep him. And RG3 and cheap.
And RG3 injury prone. You gotta do it.
And they cheap. Unless
even if he leaves, y'all have to draft another quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep, even if Kirk Cousins left and RG3 stayed, y'all still need to go out and spend a top draft pick on a quarterback because RG3 gonna get hurt.
And I would have been okay with them getting Bridgewater.
Me too.
Who is not even playing right now.
Kansas City Chiefs against Miami Dolphins at Miami.
I picked Miami.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. If Jamal Charles is playing, which I'm not sure if he is, because I think he came back to practice, but it's still a high ankle sprain, and that's normally a multi-week injury.
Yep.
If Charles is playing, I feel comfortable picking the Chiefs.
I would still go with Miami.
But if he's not, I just don't see how you do it. I don't trust Miami the way you do.
I don't know. I don't trust them.
And they lost No'Shawn Marino, and they lost Lamar Miller, didn't they? So who's even their running back right now?
I don't know. And they don't have a fullback.
You know what? I'm going Kansas City.
They don't even have a fullback.
This is one of those games where Alex Smith keeps throwing them dinks and dunks, and it actually works. And I'm going to go with Kansas City.
But I'm going to go with Miami because I do like their defense.
All right. And they are at home. I mean, I don't feel too – if we had to put, like, 0 to 10 confidence on that, I feel, like, too confident in that pick. I don't feel confident in the Kansas City Chiefs pick.
Yeah.
But I feel less confident in Miami.
Yeah, but I'm rolling with Miami. And it's going to be hot in Florida, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's too early to be playing out in Florida. I would want all my games in Florida to be during the winter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, November and on, we can go to Florida.
Steelers play the Carolina Panthers. A Carolina Sunday night football.
Panthers.
Yep, I'm going Panthers, too. Panthers defense is real.
Without Greg Hardy.
And
his angry self.
Yeah. Dog, yeah, do you realize on this show how much of that kind of shit we covered that mainstream sports didn't? Like, we play all the Greg Hardy audio.
Yep.
Anybody that listen to us is like, of course this nigga got to sit down. Anybody that don't is like, the Panthers did what? But if you listen to Ball Three Sports, you're like, yes, he did it, and his ass need to be off the team.
And not only that, but he actually was found guilty.
He found guilty
the first time.
How are we discussing this? How is this a thing, dog?
And how is it a thing after Jerry Richardson cried about domestic violence?
And we let, listen, and the Panthers actually let the legal process play out. That's what it should look like. Yep. It wasn't a whole lot of hoopla, wasn't whatever. The problem was when the guilty verdict came in, they was like, well, we can still get away with this and don't nobody say nothing. if I was commissioner and I was making the rules, I would be like, listen, you get found guilty, from that point on, you suspended. Now, if you can get an appeal and get found not guilty, or something like get acquitted, whatever, then we'll do back pay. We'll do all that shit. But nope. Your ass was guilty.
Nope. We're not even doing back pay.
Nah, I'm willing to do back pay because it's possible that I'm always going to allow for the pop. I think people need to stop letting the NFL and how they feel about shit supersede the idea that the legal system is what it is. So like, I think once we start playing with the rule, like it needs to be a hard and fast rule, right? Cause once you start playing with the rules, like, well, if you get found guilty, but then it's overturned cause you didn't really do that shit. Well, we still ain't paying your ass. Like, then it's like, well, why are we punishing this dude now for being innocent? You know what I mean? Like, I think if you're innocent, you get your money or whatever. If you're still on the team or whatever, however it works out. I just think if you're guilty, they should be able to bring down a hammer of the fucking law. If they want to be like, listen, you're off the fucking team. Nobody can pick your ass up. You cannot play in our league again. I think with a guilty verdict, you can do all that shit and it's better than what they're doing now, which is like.
And should they sue and get their money back too? Like they did Mike Vick?
Yeah. I think you should be able to do that. Yeah.
Get your money back then.
Yeah. I also think that if they pay you, like they're doing like with Adrian Peterson and shit now. Mm-hmm. If they pay you, but they send you home, I think those games should count towards your suspension.
Bro, I didn't know Peterson had like 6 kids.
7. But who's counting? But who's counting? But I feel like they should be able to pay you.
Put a condom on.
Yeah. But he against Michael Sam. Cause you know, that gay shit is too much sin. Fucking all these women and having kids out of wedlock. Totally different. But, they should be able to pay you like they're doing with Adrian Peterson right now. And if you get found, guilty, they should be able to come back, get that money and say that's your suspension too. Like, okay, you got to sit 6 games. We already set you for 5. You got to sit 1 more game. By the way, nigga, them checks, I hope you didn't cash them. Cause those are ours. Those are ours now. So, you know, you shouldn't have spent none of that money knowing you did this shit, nigga. You know you did it. And yep. If you spent the money, we suing you and we taking it out of your further, money. Like, I feel like they should do that. Like, I don't think it should be about, like, making us feel better as fans. Cause I guess I worry a little too much about what exactly does it take to make a fan feel better. Cause I've met fans and all of y'all ain't good.
And especially if you're not on my team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not on my team. Yes, I want them to fucking chop your feet off. Like, that's how people be feeling.
Like, I think people have this noble sensibility that the market is always right. Fans are always right. Joe Schmo is cool. And I'm like, no, I talk about sports too much and I've met too many of these people. Fans are petty. They're vindictive. A lot of them are racist.
Very racist out here in Charlotte.
Yeah. And y'all think that y'all are, because we're all on the same side today, y'all think that the next issue that pops up, we're going to still be on the same side, and we're not. But y'all have already set a precedent that, hey, you just do whatever the fans feel like. And the fans feel like, you know, we don't like, domestic violence. So even if you get accused of it, you should be off the team. It shouldn't even be a trial. It shouldn't even have to be evidence. It shouldn't even have to be an indictment or a charge. Just, you were accused, go the fuck home. And I'm saying that's a slippery, dangerous slope. We got to find some hard and fast rules. And I'm sure Goodell and those guys will come up with better ideas than I have right now off the top of my head. But they need to come up with something that is better than just send these guys away till people stop talking about them. Because that's not really a rule. And you're going to end up eventually, not now, but the same way that I called this shit years ago, I'm calling if we just go by, oh, you were accused of a crime. At some point, someone's going to do something to either manipulate the game where it's like, hey, accuse Tom Brady of rape so that we can make him not play this playoff game.
Yep.
Or we're going to do the other thing where someone just gets vindictive, frames somebody to make it look bad. They get off later. They never did anything wrong, but their reputation is ruined. And they've lost money and the team lost games of revenue. And that's when people are going to push back hard the other way.
Yep.
Back to unreasonableness where you're like, the NFL shouldn't do shit. You can't be reactionary all the time.
And this is just players. He's going to have to address the owners the same way too. And there's no way you're going to take an owner and suspend him and start having consequences because he does something. Because he's accused of doing something. Cause owners do shit all the time you don't hear about. because they name not out there. You know, a lot of times you don't even know the owners of some teams.
Right.
You know, name the owner of the fucking Tampa Bay Bucks.
Right. Dude, I'll give you a name you do know. Jerry Jones, who's accused of fingering a chick and trying to make her suck his dick. He's an owner. He's Roger Goodell's boss. But we expect these people to make good decisions about how to treat women and shit. We'll talk about the press conference in a second, but I'm not on the side of do whatever it takes to make me feel better as a fan. Cause that's an unreasonable emotional level where I don't agree with fans most of the time anyway. I don't need y'all in charge of what goes and what doesn't go.
Yep.
I'd much rather them say the court of law is where things will be decided and we'll work backwards from there. You know, like I wouldn't mind if they actually said, you know, here's the deal. You go to the court of law, whatever's decided. We go back retroactively. So you did that shit in 2012 and you got found guilty. We taking your 2012 money. Like I don't mind. Like I wouldn't even mind something like that. But what I don't like is this idea of being accused of the same thing as doing it. And that's it. Cause a lot of people think, especially black people, a lot of people think black people who most of the league is made up of are criminals anyway. And this ain't doing nothing but confirming their bias, which is like, they criminals, lock their ass up, throw away the key, they did it. You know? Let me give you a good example. What was my man name? Cedric. Guys in the chat room, what's the guy's? He's a running back for Cincinnati. His name is Cedric Benson. Cedric Benson got accused by the fucking cops of doing some shit. Come to find out, he didn't do anything illegal. The cops harassed him and beat him. Beat this man. And people were like, obviously he did something wrong. Now, according to, you know, the people that's in my timeline today, Leslie, Ray, according to them, that's fine. Like, he needs to go. He got accused of something. He got charged with something and he needs to be off the team. To me, I'm like, so we just saying he guilty then. Without him, you know, actually having his day in court, without him actually, being proven anything, we're just saying he's guilty and it doesn't really matter the rest.
And
so
I know there's plenty of baby fathers out here that's been accused of shit by their baby mother.
Mm-hmm.
And been like, fuck, now I gotta explain this to my job. But imagine you in the NFL and your shit gonna be all on TV and you gotta explain it to your job. You'd
right.
be sitting there like Chad Johnson was on Hard Knocks trying to explain about why he hit Evelyn and how he fucked up.
Yeah, man. I mean, what was making me kind of mad was like there was this insinuation that I'm either A, on this idea of, you know, don't be accusing these dudes. It's their right to a job. No, it's not. Nobody has a right to a job. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying for what the NFL is claiming they're penalizing people for, then they're all the way wrong. Now, if you want to start some new shit and say, we're not penalizing you for criminal activity. We're actually penalizing people for just anything that we find embarrassing. Then that's a whole different policy. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I think that's over the top.
And say it. Like, stop trying to run game and saying one thing and doing something different. Or give it a different meaning that doesn't pertain to it.
Yeah, because they're running game on niggas, and niggas are so happy because their pet issues are finally being heard, and that's all they care about. It's like, well, I'm against domestic violence. I mean, I would like to think a lot of us are. I don't know that I can say with any confidence that all of us are anymore, because niggas was arguing with me about this on Twitter. But I would like to say most of us are against domestic violence and against child abuse and against this shit.
Hide your kids, hide your wife against the NFL.
Right. But I also would like to think that most of us recognize that the court system is where this kind of shit needs to play out. You know what I mean? I love to see players missing games because they in jail. You know what I mean? Because not because the NFL had to do something, but because the court was like, nigga, you can't be out here raping people. 3 years in jail. See you?
Yep.
You know, but instead we end up with this like quasi justice or whatever, man. But I don't know. Just the fact that people are looking at the NFL to right the wrongs of criminal actions is just so like it makes me feel like the fight is already lost. You arguing about me whether niggas should miss games. We already lost the fight then, because you gave up on the idea that they should just go to jail.
Yeah,
or whatever the criminal actions are, they should have to deal with that first.
That they just automatically guilty. And that, even with Adrian Peterson, like, you can't, like, they took him and set him out of game.
Mm-hmm.
Then you be like, nope, he actually, you know what? He can't play. Then, cause people got mad, nope, he can't play again. Like, pick one. Like, stop going back and forth.
Right,
and you
see,
holding them out.
And these people think that they won because it's like, look, guys, we actually were able to get this dude out of the league. Nah, you didn't really win, because the only reason they let you do that is because they were embarrassed because of the PR. And that's not a good standard of measurement, because if you think about it, the embarrassment from PR is one of those things where it works both ways. What if the next time that they feel embarrassed is because TMZ reports that Adrian Peterson paid for a woman to get 3 abortions? Yeah, and they go, oh, well, that's just sick. You know, I'm against abortion. And mm-hmm. the fans are going to come to the stadium and they're going to boycott. What about all you motherfuckers that have Mike Vick's back because he served his time, but PETA and all kinds of other people that just say, we don't like Mike Vick and we don't want him to play in the NFL? What if all those teams would have said, well, it's bad PR. We don't care that he served his time and that legally, I mean, he doesn't have a right to the job, so fuck him. We're just not going to hire him again. Y'all would have been like, oh, this is fucked up. He served his time. What about all the people that do crimes worse than this? Y'all would have said that. And I'm watching y'all go back and forth, and I feel like I'm the only man standing on principle. Like, no, the right thing is court of law. Then you worry about what the NFL is going to do. You don't try to get ahead of it. The only reason that we're trying to get ahead of shit now is because the commissioner started this shit. And y'all ate it up hook, line, and sinker. And this is where we are now. We're at, what is the NFL going to do? We should be way back to what is the courtroom going to do? Then what is the NFL going to do? You know? Anyway, the Bears play the Jets. I'm going with the Bears. Now, fuck it. I'm going with the Jets. No.
No. Stay with the Bears.
What? Nah, because here's the thing. Jay Cutler pulled that win out his ass. Well, against the 49ers.
I'm going Jets too.
I hate Geno so much.
I think I'm going to start Geno, man. I think. Let me go to my
I hate Geno so much, man, but I got to do it. No, and the whole country is picking the Bears too. I'm gonna go with the Jets. And the final score, I'm gonna say Bears 13, Jets 14.
I got 17-10 Jets.
Yeah. I feel like this is that Jay Cutler regression to the mean where all the people get you know, all the people end up being like, man, what happened? Jay Cutler was doing so good last week. I started him in my fantasy league, and now he ain't putting no points up. So, all right, we talked about that shit. Let's do the emails. Goodell BDS is the title of this one, and it's from a man, Lionel Joyner. He says, what's going on, Rod and Justin? I figured I'd bring this up on Ball Z Sports since it was a sports issue, but I wanted to write about your in-depth discussion about Roger Goodell and the NFL's predicament with punishment. First, I want to say that you are exactly right in your assessment of the overall problem and how the lynch mob has developed an insatiable appetite for punishment. Yeah, man, we'll talk about it later. I read somewhere they're trying to get go in on Hope Solo and her domestic violence incident, which we covered on Ball Z Sports, which had the worst 911 call I ever heard because I couldn't understand what was happening. And she was accused of hitting her niece and like sister or brother or something like that. And they said she was drunk at a party. There's not a lot of details on the incident, but basically people was like, why is it a double standard? Why does she get to play? Why can't they do this? Why can't they do this? Here's why. I don't know if you guys realize this. None of this shit was a problem until Ray Rice.
Yep.
There was no privilege of due process
and all sports
until Commissioner Goodell decided that due process wasn't needed. They used to just be a given that, hey, you go through due process, whatever the legal system outcome is when we hammer your ass. Like, then we come down and go, okay, this is the problem, right? So now we're retroactively going back and being like, well, why ain't Hope Solo in trouble? There was never a scandal like this before. Now we're realizing the danger of letting shit slide, and that's where you're getting the, we need to get Hope Solo. But as far as I'm concerned, this is the what about black on black violence to the NFL's domestic violence problem. Don't try to change the subject. Yep, I get it. She's white. Yes, she has some privilege being a woman. Yep. I get it. I take your meaning. I'm not going to stop you from ranting about her. If you want to get her off Team USA for soccer, I will not fight you on that shit either. But you're not about to derail this conversation about why Goodell need to go. Nope. We could talk about both things. Keep trying. What about now? Nah, talk about it then. Is anyone stopping you? No, then shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Well, what about if Michael Sam hit his boyfriend? Did he? No. Well, then shut the fuck up. Like, we can talk about these things, but if they're not even fucking relevant to what we're discussing, then let it go, man. We'll have that philosophical conversation with somebody the fuck else, man. But yeah, so he says, he wanted to say that we were right about the overall problem. I also agree that the lesson here is to attack every player conduct issue as harshly and as vigorously as possible. Yep. And that's the thing that was killing me is I feel like because of the nuance I attack most things with, the logic, I'm thinking so much further ahead than other people. Like, I'm thinking years ahead and they're thinking like months ahead, right? I'm thinking what happens with other possible uncharted scenarios. No one's thinking about that right now. The media has bloodlust. Fans have bloodlust. It's like a big Twitter dragging where, like, everyone's really excited about how we're getting to watch our, like, tweets and our opinions play out in real life. So, like, you know, everybody's talking shit about Adrian Peterson, and by Tuesday night, he's sent home. Then everybody finds out about, you know, Jonathan Dwyer, and before you even can tweet about it, he's gone. Or people talk shit about Ray Rice until the NFL couldn't ignore it. And then Ray Rice ends up getting basically double jeopardy, double punished for the same crime. And I feel like we're now in love with our power because, one, I saw Tom Brady get in trouble or get admonished for not saying that he had an opinion about Adrian Peterson or Ray Rice. When we started doing this? When did we start doing this? That's not my business. My business is to win football games as a quarterback of the Patriots, and I'm concentrating on that. We're 0-2 right now, or 1-1 or whatever. Yeah, but Tom Brady, you a bitch. Okay, well, I mean, he should be killed, and he's the worst person in the world. Okay, thank you, Tom Brady. Now you said the right thing. Like we're at that point. We're asking Reggie Bush, what does he do to whoop his kids? What the fuck they got to do with what's going on with other players? Reggie Bush has no power. You know what I mean? It's just we want to judge and lynch everybody. We want everybody out of the league, and we want to be mad at everybody. And I'm a little bit ahead of that because my emotionality is in check, man. I'm like, dog, I get that everybody's mad right now, but think about the new precedent we're setting. I'll put it this way. I don't know. I haven't even asked you this before, so I don't even know what your answer is going to be. But let's say Roger Goodell gets fired. The new commissioner, what do you think he's learned from this scenario, and what do you think he does about player discipline from here on out?
What he should do is maybe have someone else actually be in charge of that. And they have clear-cut rules for what happens.
Right. That's what he should do.
And that includes people from the players union, mm-hmm. as well as, like you say, the works for the commissioner.
Right. Now, here's the thing. That's exactly what you should do. It's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Here's what I think they're actually going to do, though. Or here's what I think the lesson they think that they're learning. We're not hard enough on players. The reason this happened is because Roger Goodell tried to hear this man out and only gave him 2 games. If he would have gave him 8 games right away, none of this happens.
Actually, I don't think they'd have been happy with that either.
Nah, I think if you give him 8 games right away, because I know we're trying to like go back for hindsight, but if you give him 8 games right away, what you end up with is an initial backlash of Roger Goodell went too far. Because he's never done this before for an issue like this.
The media maybe, but not the fans.
Not just the media, the players. Yep. And by extension, then the fans. Because think about it this way. When Brandon Mayweather hits somebody, who comes on here and defends Brandon Mayweather's dumbass injury-prone hits? You do. Why? Because you're a fan of watching the Redskins, and you're like, he should be able to do that. I'm telling you, if you suspend this dude for half a season.
I should be joking, though.
I know, but a lot of people do believe that shit, right? Yep. You know what I mean? And other players always speak up for Brandon Mayweather, even though he's clearly wrong.
Yep.
Everyone else can follow the rules but him, but.
He said he gonna start following the rules, too.
Yeah, okay. but everybody always be like, so what are we supposed to do? Two-hand touch? You can't even hurt nobody no more. So, like, here's the thing.
The same niggas with all these concussions.
The same niggas about to sue the shit out the NFL. Like I said, I hate being far ahead of everybody else, but that's where I'm at. So here's the thing with this shit. I really do believe that we're looking at this shit. If it was 8-game suspension, it would have been unprecedented. People would have been, because remember, this is the same time that Stephen A. Smith was making the provocation argument and people were eating it up. People would have been like, the commissioner went overboard. What you supposed to do when a woman is hitting you? He's the one that's wrong about this. It's too far. We need to strip him of his power. Then the second tape would have came out.
Can I answer that question? Because I think some people still confused about what you should do when a woman is hitting you.
Go ahead, man.
Get a new woman.
Right.
Leave
and don't come back.
And get a new woman.
Get a new woman.
It's simple. Some of y'all look confused.
Yeah.
I know it's a challenging question. I know. Mm-hmm. I understand.
This one is broken. Throw it back and get another one.
Right. It's really just that simple.
They don't all do that, guys.
Yeah.
So then, like, I really do think people would have went that way, and then the second tape would have came out, and they would have been like, oh my God, Commissioner Goodell, so smart. Hell, I wouldn't have cared if he would have banned him for life. He was right. You know what I mean? I think it would have went that way, but it didn't because he never punished him hard enough. So then he started overreacting. He's got to go for a whole year. He's terminated his contract. He can't come to any team. Adrian Peterson got to go too. What about this dude? What did you do? You were speeding? You get the fuck out of here. Like, it got out of control to where he's just reacting to public opinion now.
Jim Irsay happy.
Jim Irsay, fine.
He happy.
My man Jerry Jones, fine. Loves it.
The other owner that was indicted. Minnesota, the owner. Yeah. That owner.
Yeah.
Out here scamming people.
Ziggy Wolf like, that nigga need to go. He the real problem, y'all. Be mad at him. Don't look at the league or the history of other criminal shit that the owners are doing.
Yeah, don't look at the overall problem, which is there's not a system in place there.
Yeah.
That's fair to everyone, which is we'll wait till due process.
Right.
And once found guilty, this is your crime.
Don't look at the fact that we're a nonprofit organization that's tax exempt. Don't look at that.
And just, it's easy. Just like the law has felonies and misdemeanors, you can base your suspensions off of felonies and misdemeanors.
Dog, you want to know what else is funny?
It's not that hard. I just thought of it just now.
You know what else is funny, dog? Because this is a race issue, too. But people don't realize that it's a race issue because they're just talking about it in terms of money. Mm-hmm. But nobody really is mad that the owner's suspensions aren't that bad because they're so rich and they're white that it's kind of seen as just doing business. Like, of course the white guy didn't get punished. But whenever a black player takes his money and uses it in the legal system to try to get himself off, niggas do not care about no due process. They be like, fuck that. He shouldn't be able to do that.
He got too much power.
Yeah. Why does he get to use his money to not go to jail?
He should not have the same rights as me.
Right. It's weird, man. Like.
So now a white man got to go to jail?
Right. Because
this nigga can afford a lawyer?
Right, man. You know, so anyway, he says, we got way off track, but. I agree in theory that Goodell is in the best position to learn the real lesson here, and that's get out of punishment business and just run his business. Yeah, his press conference today, even though I think it's what he had to say and it's what I predicted he would say, is probably the closest we're going to get to resolution for, like, some new policies. They don't need a new commissioner necessarily. Now they might end up getting one anyway, because you know he's in
up.
Trouble.
He fucking up.
Yeah, he fucking up. So they might get one anyway. But it's not about a new commissioner necessarily, because a new commissioner is just gonna think, okay, gotta go harsher. Gotta punish guys if they get arrested. Gotta punish guys if they get accused. We gotta just get guys off the team, get them away from the team. Don't care, you know, just gotta do it. And until it starts happening to white players, we're good. That's right. I said it. Until it starts happening to prominent white players.
Yep. Until it happens to the Riley Coopers of the league.
And then y'all gonna really, it's gonna be funny, because y'all gonna be like, God damn, we play right into the racist hands. Because I guarantee you, Peyton Manning gonna get every benefit of the doubt. Tom Brady will get every benefit of the doubt.
Y'all think Eli ain't popping them pills?
Yeah, dog.
Y'all think this slump just random? Like, come on, dog. He got a father that's a quarterback, an older brother's a quarterback, but he out here throwing interceptions.
I'm just saying,
can't figure it out.
It's gonna be funny when it happened, dog. That's all I'm saying. Them niggas about to get every benefit of the doubt. Wes Welker was only suspended for 2 weeks. Supposed to be four.
Yep.
Had a concussion for one of them. Couldn't have played anyway.
Josh Gordon still coming back.
They be making, nope, he gotta wait 10 weeks. You gotta wait them 10 weeks. Plus, he got a DUI pending. But they be making them concessions for them white boys.
But Welker only got two games.
Only got two games.
Okay, for HGH.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Somebody put it in his drink, okay.
Yeah, he didn't really drink amphetamines. I mean, he didn't really do it himself. the amphetamines got in his shit somehow. Somehow. You know, magic. Mm-hmm. But, I think it's gonna take the hip, and then everybody will be mad again. But once it's like,
hold on. Mm-hmm. So somebody magically gave him the amphetamines, magically
popped the molly in his drink. Like, it must have been Rick Ross.
But Josh Gordon, just not even smoking, just inhaled
secondhand smoke.
Secondhand. Mm-hmm. We don't believe that.
If they would have tested his samples backwards, he wouldn't have got suspended at all. You know, like, the way that they tested them, one was over, and the other, if it has any in it, then you got to go on the program. But if you tested the second way, like the first one, second and second, it would have been too low, and they wouldn't have tested the second one at all. And he would have got off. So, but anyway, so, you know, I think it's going to take, like, something like that happening, or the money, because you fuck with the money, that fucks with everything. Like, if, for example, this happens when, like, a good team's going to the playoffs and Andrew Luck can't play the game because he's accused of a crime.
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's when y'all gonna see who really got principles and who's just was doing this shit because y'all demanded it. And y'all gonna start to see that fans don't always demand everything the same for every player. You know what I mean? So, like, if Andrew Luck gets caught, with driving while drunk, or gets caught like high, watch how slow the due process happens then. It's going to be, oh, well, you know, you got to give him a chance.
You won't even hear about it originally.
Yeah. You know, he's got to get his day at court. He's got, like, I'm telling y'all, y'all don't see the racial element because y'all don't want to yet. It's going to happen. And I'm going to laugh. But I'm more than likely, I'm going to be mad with the rest of y'all. So that they ain't really helping me any. To be right. But, so he said, so they need to get out the punishment business and just run his business. I, however, believe that he's just incapable of learning this because I think he's the embodiment of those people that he has pandered to. His answer to everything, every solution has been to crack down on things. To me, the only solution to find the commissioner with the insight to understand the problem and the gumption to get out of the punishment business and back to the football business.
That guy won't get the job.
Yeah, those days are over. The NFL's in the punishment business now, and it's never going back. They just got to find a better way to do it that gives the commissioner plausible deniability, because he doesn't have it right now, and that's why he's paying for it.
If you weren't sure when they were in the punishment business, it started during touchdown celebrations.
Yep. That or go to Paul Tagliabue, because he understood that fact. Because ultimately, if a dude is willing to do some shit to lose his freedom, why is losing his job, his money or his job going to be a deterrent? Well, honestly, a lot of these people want to see it because it'll make them feel better. And they don't want to admit that, but they just want to feel better. They don't really care about justice, right or wrong. They don't even care about if it'll solve the problem. The idea that these guys shouldn't make this money because playing is a privilege and all this shit is really just some, like, petty shit that we have because we're not rich. And it's like, fuck you. Like, how many times have you heard people go, even with the suspension, where it's like, we're suspending them with pay. well, so he gonna just give him $13 million for breaking the law? No, you give him $13 million because he's a fucking $13 million worth player. That's it. They're not doing this guy a charity favor.
Yep, it's part of his contract.
Yeah, and they don't want to break the contract, so they keep paying him. If they could get away without paying him and still have the rights to his contract when he comes back, they would do the shit. Trust me.
Especially in the NFL. Are they confused about what sport they watching?
Right.
It's not guaranteed.
The second that they go, we're not going to pay you Adrian Peterson, he's going to be out there like, cool, when I come back, I'm just going to play for the Cowboys or the fucking, like, Niners or, cause y'all gave up my contract. Y'all broke the contract and stopped giving me my money.
And they still got to pay him a percentage of that contract.
Right. And this shit isn't moral. Like, this is not because these guys have good morals that these companies are parting ways. It's a financial situation only. So stop thinking of it in moral terms because it's fucking pissing me off. Like,
they want the scrutiny to go away.
Yeah, that's it. Like, people keep expressing it to me on some, like, well, isn't it wrong that they should be able to do? They don't care about wrong.
That's the real
reason.
They
just care about shutting you the fuck up. And they will do what it takes to get you to shut up. But the reason they haven't actually cut Adrian Peterson or they haven't actually voided his contract is because he can still play football and he was just the MVP of the league. They are going to, he will play in the NFL again. And the Vikings want it to be for them. So they are going to pay him to go home and chill only because they know it, when it's time for him to play again, he has to come back through them. That's it. You know, I keep talking to these people that sound like we're all in kindergarten. Maybe I'm just that much more cynical. No, nigga, it's money. They don't give a fuck about this.
I know Minnesota, one of them cool places, you know, they're a little more
Everybody
progressive.
Loves it. Everybody loves
you know,
it.
They're a little more progressive.
Mm-hmm.
But they own a knot from there. You know, all he see is dollar signs. That's why he in a business.
Right. These niggas, the owners is criminals themselves, man.
Yeah, it's a business.
These niggas don't care, dog. And I refuse to be fooled by this shit into thinking, oh, well, they changed the conduct policy. Well, now they care about women. No, they care about making you shut the fuck up.
How many times you hear a player say, well, this is business. I understand. You know, I traded because of X, Y, and Z. But when the player fuck up, like, oh, the player got to go. This is a sport I love. No.
Didn't we play the clip of Stephen A. Smith calling the National Organization for Women president, Terry O'Neill, off her rocker? Did he apologize for that? Did he get kicked off the air? Did his radio show have to do anything? No. They don't give a fuck, man. These niggas do not really care about this shit.
They missed the clip, too, when that other radio announcer was calling the host.
Aaron Andrews a bitch.
Yeah, calling the bitches and bimbos.
Yeah, don't be fooled thinking that just because y'all on the same page right now.
That's a privilege to be on the radio.
Right.
He lose his job.
If you pay attention to sports radio, they've been wanting to punish these niggas for getting these jobs for so long. It's not like... It's only that right now everybody is aligned with the same agenda. It won't be soon. It won't be long before we're off of this. And it's like, wait a minute. Why the fuck y'all not mad about Tom Brady getting accused of this shit? Well, that's different. I mean, you know, probably Janelle was starting some shit and, you know, it might have been self-defense. Like what? Like, I was throwing out these scenarios, just thinking about it, right? Because people were like, you know, disagreeing with my take that they should let the legal system play out and then they should throw the book at these dudes. And people were like, nah, you got to get ahead of it for the PR and shit. All right, let's run out some scenarios. What if a guy breaks in my house? And let's say he's not armed, but he's trespassing in my house. It's late at night. I don't know if he has a gun or not. I shoot him and kill him.
You got to go, dog.
Do I have to get out the league?
You got to go.
I got to get out the league?
No more football for you.
No more football?
Yep. Okay. You should have made smarter choices.
Yeah.
You should have locked your bedroom door.
Yeah.
Even though your kids are in a separate part of the house,
mm-hmm.
Call 911, hope they're safe, hope everything turns out okay. Let the police handle it.
Yeah.
You're just a football player.
You're
just a football player.
Maybe I should risk dying.
Stop talking. I'm talking to you, boy.
All right.
You're just a football player. All right. And you need to shut the fuck up. Do what I tell you.
You shouldn't
own weapons. Why do you own weapons?
Hey, should I die like Sean Taylor did?
Well, I mean, that happens sometimes, but his family's alive. Everyone else is safe.
Right. That's what happened to Sean Taylor, right? He dead. Like, so should I die? Should I let him run up in my crib like Ray Allen and them? You know what I mean? Like, just hope I can get some on the back end. Hope nothing happens to me.
Yep. They not even pressing charges against the kids.
What happens if somebody accused me of something I didn't do? Like, I have consensual sex with somebody and they don't like me. They don't realize, or maybe they don't like the way I treated them after sex. And they go, I'm going to accuse you of rape. I want to make sure you get charged with rape. You know, I have the evidence that we definitely had consensual sex, but you can't prove it. It's your word against mine in the court of law. And you're going to have to go to court and prove you didn't rape me. So your team needs to let you go. So do we send them home? Do we not?
Yeah, man. You shouldn't be out here having sex and you playing football. You should just remain abstinent till you get.
I just want to know.
You got to remain abstinent. I just want to know.
What happens if, like I said, what if TMZ uncovers that Cam Newton has paid for 6 abortions? It's none of your fucking business.
That's 6 lives. That's 6 people he killed.
Down here in the Bible Belt.
That's 6 people he
killed. We don't really cotton to pro-choice down here very much. What happens?
He killed 6 people. He got to go.
Yeah, fan base turns against him. Hey, we don't want this motherfucker suiting up. What happens? What about Mike Vick? Mike Vick served his time.
Now, we do believe in dog fighting down here.
Yeah, but he's playing in New York right now. What if enough people for Peter say, we don't want this nigga on the team. It's not positive. We're against it. It's bad PR. What happens? Does he get kicked out of the league? These are just open-ended questions because people have the rah, rah, rah. But when you start throwing out the scenarios, it's like, well, shit, that I don't know what you do. Right, because we don't actually have a precedent or a system. And the system that people want to go forward with is actually just more of what Goodell said, but harsher.
Yep. And
it's not actually different. It's the same shit. You just want people to be more harsh.
They got
to
go home for marijuana charges, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, they actually have a policy for drugs, ironically.
They still got to go home for it.
But guess what? You don't get, it's not because you got accused of DUI. You actually get a chance to, you know, go to court. Why? Because we don't feel like DUI is that bad. And we don't think the accusation of DUI is that bad.
It's a group called MAD.
Right. But it's okay, though, guys, because so many people do it. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean? It's very fucking funny how people pick and choose their spots. And I'm telling you, this is the only opportunity we're going to get to correct this system to where it's not about picking and choosing how you feel that day. It's going to have to be about, this is the precedent going from here forward. We will not, no matter how ugly it feels, no matter how icky it gets, we will not start condemning these people before they fucking get a day in court.
If they got to go home for me, if you got more than two illegitimate children.
Right. Yeah.
For me personally, you got
to
go with that.
Personally, if you don't go to church, you got to get out. And I mean, it's Sunday and I don't see these niggas in church.
Yep.
So I wouldn't even watch the league. You know what I mean? But
yeah, if you date out your race.
That's a big one for me. Big one for me.
You got to go. Now I don't care if you slap your mama.
Mm-hmm.
But if
a dude said,
if you don't know your father, you got to go.
A dude said the N word last week and got in trouble. Kaepernick. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, was it a bunch of niggas or just one nigga?
I don't know. He said he got the N word. He got in trouble for that shit. I'm just saying, if you're just going to cube and beat all these different scenarios I ran through, then that's why I'm telling you I'm more reasonable than you and you're more emotional than me. You know what I mean? Cause I'm just saying the shit, these are things that are bound to happen. And I didn't even go down the major one, which is, you get accused of something and you just get found not guilty. You missed a year of your career. The team missed a year of your services. You possibly missed a year of your salary for some shit you didn't do and that really should not have been punished for. But because nobody wanted to let the legal system play out, you're now penalized. That's stupid to me.
Half of these same people still saying free Gucci and, right. You know, and they own cousins in jail for doing some of the same stupid shit and throwing house parties when they come home.
Cedric Benson got beat by the cops, dog. Are you hearing me right now? The police. Everyone thought that nigga was wrong. Turned out the police were just fucking wrong.
Yep.
Like, you know, it's just amazing to me that people just are so. In the same people that are like, yo, we can't trust the cops, look at what they did to Mike Brown, are like, nope, they gonna get it right every time when it comes to these players. All right. If y'all say so, man. So yeah, the last sentence of this email was actually, let me go back to this shit. So just let the people who police crime with the threat of taking away freedom police the conduct. Anyway, thanks as always for the show, Lionel. Thanks, Lionel.
Appreciate it.
And Markham writes in, Rod, Justin, and Karen. She's not here. First.
I know. She normally is, though.
Love the show. I hadn't watched ESPN or any sports news shows in years before I discovered Balls Deep, and it was a breath of fresh air. It's awesome to hear intelligent black people discuss sports issues better than any of the so-called pros.
Does he listen to the show? Because he called me intelligent. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
He's probably talking about Karen. Like, how the fuck is Stephen A. Smith making millions talking about sports and Rod, Justin, and Karen aren't? Can Obama get on this? I don't think the world is ready for me to be calling white people racist and shit like that. Because I'm going to be doing a whole lot of, nigga, if this was Peyton Manning.
I would change my act up, though, if I, if they was put me in
yeah,
the camera.
I had to start sounding like Bo. Horse named Trigger. hell, my ESPN stopped coming in on my TV 3 years ago, and I didn't bother calling to get it fixed because it's not like they can make it so ESPN only works when Jermell Hill is on. Yeah, I'll be DVRing Jamel. Mm-hmm. Sports reporters, numbers have a lot. Also, can we talk about how fine Jamel is? We can talk about it.
Yeah, I have no shade mm-hmm. towards Jamel Hill, and her shoe game is tight.
And she followed me on Twitter, and we definitely go together. We talk all the time.
Yep.
And sometimes, yo, niggas hate women, though. Every time she retweets me or sends me anything, I get like 75 angry just ashy dick niggas in my mentions, mad as shit every time. I don't know how she does it, man. She's an amazing person, though.
Yo, her movie memory,
mm-hmm. It's good.
That's good.
She know all the hood movies.
We can go on a date, like yeah.
Yeah, like, I want to hold her hand.
Yeah, like I would date her for real.
Me too.
It's never any shade towards.
I just
want
to listen. I just want to listen to her talk. Not even about sports, about other shit. Like we already hear enough sports. Like tell me about your day.
Yep.
Also, can we talk about how fine Jamel is? Yes, we can.
We're not gonna do her like Serena.
I don't, but you know what though? I am. You know, on Sports Reporter, sometimes she be wearing them dresses with the and her legs be looking smooth and two shiny copper pennies. I'm not gonna lie, it'd be hard to concentrate when they do that shot where they do the wide shot. I'll be like, they've got them gams out there. I see you, Jamel.
Her shoe game is always on point.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I want to eat her booty. Plus, she's smart and knowledgeable about sports. Why aren't dudes just following her around with wedding rings? I don't know. I don't even know which way Jamel swings, really. And I don't care. We can make it work either way.
Yep.
I'll watch. Anyway, love the intelligent, articulate analysis. That's free of the sexism, homophobia. Well, we do have some homophobia in here sometimes. We make some homophobic jokes, I think. They might be funny, but, you know, Justin does go too far. Over analysis and macho bullshit infested practically all the rest of the talk shows on sports. It's cool that two dudes who love to talk sports and Serena's booty can also talk about women's issues, Michael Sam, etc., with some open-mindedness. Second, Rod, I love some of your thoughts about the NFL witch hunt. I think people are too focused on their own feelings to think about the bigger picture. The NFL shouldn't be handing out the justice for criminal matters. Just like people's jobs, stay out of these issues. That's the other thing, too.
This man a cookie.
By the way, I forgot to mention this. A lot of motherfuckers keep talking about if you get charged with a crime, your job gonna do. Nigga, I've worked with criminals my entire fucking life. I know people that got not just accused, convicted of crimes that have jobs. Where the fuck do y'all work? Unless this shit is like, because you're not famous, most of this shit you wouldn't know. But in like, I've been at work and Google my, if you've ever had a job would say more than, I don't know, you working at it. Because it happens so fucking often. You've never had a job with somebody that didn't whoop their kids.
Man, I worked a job with a dude who beat his baby mama twice.
Right, like. Niggas is lying like shit to go on some Twitter. Yeah, you know, they get rid of you at every job. Nigga, please. I've worked. I know it's a lie. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you be working with a nigga, you be like, God damn, this nigga a criminal. Like, you just can feel the criminal on him. Like,
every night he asks me if you want to come smoke something with him.
Right. Like, stop lying, man. Just cause y'all, like, I know you're mad and I know you want the NFL to, like, enact some like actual shit to make you feel better, but stop lying. It's a lot of criminals with jobs. Also, it's a lot of people that get accused of crime that didn't do it. And it's niggas that got found guilty that didn't do the crime. It's niggas, we have people that got killed on death row and it come out later like, oh, actually the DNA says he wasn't even there. Shit.
He fucked up.
Did you pull the lever already? Was I not supposed to pull a letter? Oh, fuck. Yeah, man, DNA in, dog. He ain't do it. Shit. But,
nobody told me. I mean, shit. Yeah. That's your fault.
He wasn't an NFL player, so. Like, on Twitter, Leslie was like, well, if the NFL was suspended, then it'll make them work with the justice system to cooperate and be even faster. I was like, so, just as a person that has probably never been on trial, you really think you want to speed to trial? Cause I don't. I'm taking my time.
I want people's memories to fade.
Right. The more money, the better. I'm taking my time. Especially if I didn't do it. Like, what was that shit? It was something that happened recently where the lawyer was like, we didn't have time to review all the evidence. So this person got found guilty when they should. It was, maybe it was, the chick in Florida, they went to jail. It was something we covered on the show. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was like the lawyer had excuses like, well, you know, it was just a lot of stuff gets thrown. Oh, I know what it was. It was the grand jury for Darren Wilson. And people was like, what's gonna happen is the prosecutor is just gonna give them all the evidence with no instructions and be like, when they do the press conference, hey, I gave them all the evidence. What's the problem?
Yep.
And people gonna be like, nigga, the problem is we not fucking lawyers. We don't know how to go through this shit. Yep. You can't just give us a bunch of shit with no training and be like, give us a decision, hurry up. But Rain of April, who's a lawyer, and she was talking about it on Twitter, was saying like, that's what a lot of times they do in these cases to confuse the jury. Like, they just go, I gave him everything I had. It's like, well, why didn't they convict? Why didn't they indict? I gave him everything I had. It's not my fault. Yeah, you didn't give me any instructions. You didn't organize it. You just threw a bunch of shit on the desk and said, there's what I got. Wipe my hands of it. And you knew they would be confused. So yep. I'm thinking, I'm not interested in just seeing the guys get convicted. That's not what I'm interested in. Some of these niggas, I think, did it. I still think they need to have their day in court.
And how cold-blooded is this? You're saying that you want them to rush the trial to be found guilty or not guilty, and not get paid during this time, so affect their family. So now they got to pay for a lawyer and can't earn money to pay for this lawyer.
Let me ask you this too: what happens if they get found innocent when they actually were guilty because you rushed the trial?
Yep.
You know, like, this is also possible. Like, the defense might not have time to fucking mount a good defense because, like, you know, no, hurry up, let's just do it, let's just get it over with.
Because, and shouts out to Aaron, free. I want you free.
Right.
My boy home soon. I wish they'd rush his trial. Cause dude, he'd have been found not guilty. He'd be home right now.
He'd be home right now. Yep. They didn't find that extra evidence till he was in jail for a while.
Yep.
But, I just think we're playing way too loose and fast with the rules just for the NFL sake. And we really,
at the end of the day, they people. They happen to play football, right, but they still people.
The problem I have is that I would advocate this shit for a nigga that worked at McDonald's.
Yep.
If you're the one who's talking about, is it because of the NFL? I'm starting to think it's because you think it's because of the NFL. And now I'm like, so wait, do you only care about this shit because it's an NFL player? So you just want to see the NFL dudes get punished. But Jimmy that works up at fucking Safeway can beat his bitch all you want, right? Because, I mean, fuck it, he ain't a role model. He can do what he want. I'm like, nah, man, everybody should get their day in court. It shouldn't be rushed. It shouldn't be... Oh, and it also shouldn't be, like coerced into like, just plead, nigga, just plead, do the games and plead. Like, if you look at Kobe, what would happen if Kobe Bryant would have had to run? You know what I realized the other day? Kobe Bryant in this climate could not have played for the Lakers that year. He couldn't have.
They just sent him home.
Remember he was flying to Denver, yep, to go to trial?
And then show up on game night?
Nigga, nobody has that kind of benefit of the doubt anymore. Not everything is you did it. Just, you got accused. It was a white girl. It's Denver. You did that shit, nigga. Now just come clean and so we could get this over with and you can go to prison.
Man, they wouldn't have found the extra semen Right. Three different types of semen in her underwear.
Dude, all that evidence that came up with her falsely accusing people before.
Yep.
All that evidence that came out that didn't come out right away. It takes time. Like I said, people are just mad, man. I'm trying to just lay over to y'all niggas not mad no more. We can talk about this like reasonable human beings. We're going to look back at 6 months like that was a crazy time. But right now it's just like,
Drugs we were on, they were some good drugs.
Yeah. Like somebody was like, why are you so offended that they might lose their job? I was like, I'm not offended at all. It's their job, not mine. I think the concept is stupid. The same way I'm not offended when I say like a criminal is stupid for cutting somebody with a sword, I'm not offended about this. This shit ain't gonna affect my life one way or the other, okay? I only had Adrian Peterson on one fantasy team, so I was good. And I traded him before the other season. Like, he was a keeper. I traded him away. And I saw that dude last night at wing night, and I was like, you know, I knew he was beating them kids. I was like, I had some inside information that he was beating them kids. He was like, man, how'd you know that? And I showed him the cover of Madden 25. I was like, look at his face. Don't you like he beat some kids? That man got a whooping room. But that's a true story, by the way. He says NFL shouldn't be handing out justice for criminal matters just like most people's jobs stay out of these issues. People are demanding justice less because of actually caring about domestic violence, but because they don't want to see rich celebrities play football who have done the same bad things as the rest of society. As a survivor of domestic violence, I don't feel like many of these people are advocating for people like me. I feel like they're advocating for their own anger. I agree. Because if they were advocating for people like me, they would fight for better laws. Ray Rice should be in jail, full stop. Goodell didn't fail us. The justice system did. Yes! I can get with that.
Church.
You know what? And you know what? And here's why I think the justice system shit solves everything. If Ray Rice is in jail, it doesn't fucking matter how many games he misses. He's in goddamn jail where he belongs. We talking about some motherfucking games. This is crazy to me.
Not the woman right. that he put hands on and knocked unconscious.
Like, and people keep like.
Not the woman that he spit on.
Right.
Not the mother of his children.
Like how.
Not
how,
the woman he kicked while he dragged out the elevator.
I don't understand how you can listen to me say, I don't care about the games, and the game is really the last part. The justice system is where this shit should be handled, and go, Rod, you just want them to play the games. What are you talking about? If he was in jail, it wouldn't be a fucking game. The laws need to change. The way the law is viewed needs to be changed. And it's partially Roger Goodell's fault because he sold this shit this way, and I rejected it every day. And today is an extension of that rejection of this that started years ago when he did this. It is not okay to measure punishment in games. It's never going to be okay with me. It wasn't the day he started it with Tank Johnson and Pac-Man Jones. This is stupid. Pac-Man Jones didn't even go to jail. People don't even know that.
Because he wanted to make it rain.
People don't even know that. Ray Lewis got convicted of obstruction of justice, not fucking murder. People don't know because they just were mad and they only remember being mad. Tired of being the last nigga to know the rules and to know what happened. Like this is, y'all, like people just dabbling in this shit. Like this is my personal issue. No, man, this is not, if Ray Rice was actually in jail like he should, and the prosecutor lied and said, no, well, you know, for first offense, it's normal that we do this. Then they went and looked it up and it's not normal. It might be normal for, you know, a rich nigga. It ain't normal. You know what I mean? It ain't normal. Ray Rice should be in jail. We all saw the video. Jail, nigga. You shouldn't be on the streets. Well, what? Well, Rod, black men go to jail. They might not be able to be reformed. And they might not be able to be reformed. They definitely won't be reformed walking free on the streets.
But they won't be able to slap people around.
Right, right.
Serving two purposes.
Right. I tell you where you don't get reformed. Going back home with the woman that said, it's my fault you beat me. What the fuck are you talking about? God damn, man.
It was her fault, though.
Yeah, she did provoke him by breathing. I mean, did you see how hard she
let him spit on her.
Dude, did you see how hard she was breathing? I looked at this video, I said, why is nobody upset like me? She breathing right in his air. Of course he beat her. What is wrong with y'all?
Go mad. Go and barely press the button. He's trying to get up to the room. Right. She don't want to mash the button. He had to walk over and push the button himself.
Look at how her nostrils was flaring. That's a lot of oxygen.
Sweating all on the elevator and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Making it hot.
You know, she probably had a sip of his drink. She probably was like, oh, I'm not thirsty. I don't want that. Then he ordered a drink. Then she was like, can I get a sip? She revoked him. It's her fault.
Alcohol all on her breath, smelling hot.
Now, innocent black man in jail. I mean, losing games.
She knows she ain't supposed to wear heels, standing taller than him and shit.
I couldn't believe
on the elevator.
Couldn't believe Ray did that to me, dog. I was on Twitter like, you're not serious. Then you just don't listen to anything I said until today, huh? This nigga should be under the jail, and I don't even know what the fuck else. Why are we talking about games? I don't get it. So yeah, this guy says a survivor, they should talk about the justice system. He said, hell, we failed us because we sit on the juries that won't convict if the victim drops the charges because the DA can go forward without a cooperating victim in a felony case. Absolutely can. And they let him plead down, by the way, but they absolutely could have been like, fuck that. We don't need her to testify. We got the video.
Yep.
What the fuck we need her to testify? It was my fault. Yeah, well, the video says it's not. I'm sorry, Janae. You're a victim here and somebody got to do it, the work for you, but this nigga shouldn't be around you or your kid till he gets some sort of intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, I read someone like 1% of those people actually go to those classes and come out and don't repeat offend.
The other thing is, man, not only did they not charge him with what he should have been charged, but they let him go home that night
mm-hmm.
with her. Like, they didn't even say, you know what? I'm going to need for her to go home and do whatever she need to do and get away from you. They killed both of them.
Yeah.
And then released them together.
Yeah.
Like, that's not protecting the victim at all.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing you do is protect the victim.
Hey, Leslie's in the chat. She's one of the people I was talking to. And I just want to give her a side. She says, I never said rush the trial. I said that most of the 50 players who have been arrested for domestic violence since Goodell took over delayed their investigation to the end of the season. What I said was that from the arrest to the charges being filed or not, a player should not play. Right. But she said also because it would force them to cooperate with the police. I'm looking at the tweet right now. Like, which to me is saying you need to rush the trial. You need to hurry it up. You can't delay it to the end of the season when you're off work and able to dedicate 24 hours a day to this shit. You need to go ahead and do it. She said, the NFL fostering an environment where cooperation with the law, with law enforcement is wrong. That's what you said. Those were your words. To me, that means you're trying to get them to incentivize them to hurry to trial. Like, we will take away your games until you go to trial. I don't think that's a good solution.
I would never cooperate with the police if it's me and my life at jeopardy.
Right.
My livelihood. I'm not cooperating with anything. I'm doing whatever's going to benefit me.
I mean, let's be honest. If I'm cooperating with the investigation in the fashion that you want, it's to speed up the trial so that I can get to play again. Like, don't try to pretend that that's not what you're saying, man. Like, that's absolutely what you're implying there. You know what I mean? Let's be adults about it, dog. Like, you want the shit to hurry up because niggas will delay it because they got money and they can.
So she said, now take away the game until the police decide if charges can be filed. So I can't play while people debate about
well, I've only been arrested. I've not been charged with anything. So now they got to decide. Now, what if they don't decide? What if they just take their time to decide? I just got to miss games because of them?
Because with Jameis Winston, they held on his information
for over a year.
For over a year. So that's
and
a
he
year.
Cooperated. And they decided we're going to take our time. I don't know, man. I just feel like people are talking out the side of their neck, but they don't really believe this shit, man. Or at least they're not thinking about the impact of what it really is that they're saying. It's just.
Right. He wasn't arrested, but you said.
Wait till charges.
You just said take away the game until the police decide.
Cooperate with the investigation.
Charges can be filed.
Yeah. You can call in, Leslie, if you want to. 704-557-0186 if you want to call in about it. Cause you got to explain this. I don't see how you don't think that's not the NFL trying to coerce them to find a way to go to trial as soon as possible. Cause that's what it seems that you're saying to me. Cause all those things that you're saying lead to a trial as soon as possible. And I don't think that's the NFL's job. So anyway, he says, in the end, I don't care if Ray Rice spends his life homeless, but if I'm objective, is it fair that he loses a season for doing what thousands of men do every year with zero repercussions just because he's a football player? A woman is abused every 9 seconds. Does that pain matter less because their abusers are average men? To a lot of people, yes.
What's the number, right?
704-557-0186. That's 704-557-0186. I'll put it in the chat. 4-0-1-8-6. There you go. Because, you know, Les Dawg been going back and forth with me on Twitter. I'm like, man, we got to come to a consensus because there's no fucking way we are this off on this shit. All right, I think this Leslie right here. Hello, housekeeping.
Housekeeping, hello.
Hey, Leslie, what's up, man?
What's up, boys?
Explain yourself, fool.
Okay, here's my explanation. I don't think that most of the time, to be perfectly honest, they are not going to be able to file charges. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. It's not going to happen. I'm just saying that if you get arrested for a charge from the time that you're arrested to when they file charges against you, and they do have to have a certain amount of time to do that. This isn't the same as you're under investigation, you're suspected of something, but they have decided you're arrested, and now the DA decides we're going to file charges or not. That's the period I'm talking about. I'm not trying to rush anybody through a trial or even to trial. I'm just saying that you got arrested, they think you did something more than just investigating you, and then they have to get to the point where they've decided whether you're going to get filed charges or not filed charges. 9 times out of 10, Big is going to be back playing in a very short period of time because they don't file charges. These DAs are stupid. They are concerned about their numbers, and they're not going to file charges against people thinking they're not going to win.
Hold on one second, Jess. You did bring up the fact that they delay the trial until the end of the season.
No. What did you mean by that? They delay the investigation, not the trial. They have been delaying these investigations. They don't even let the point come to an arrest could be made or charges could be filed because they just delay. Oh, we're not going to even have a discussion. We're not going to come talk to you. We're not going to do anything about this until after the season is over because they want to make sure that they're going to get
stopped. Well, they can't
That's what I'm talking about.
They can't stop the police from arresting them.
Because I was going to say, just for example, I know some people that haven't done their time until after the season. But I don't know anybody that was like, he did this shit during the season, but we didn't arrest him until afterwards. Dante Stallworth got arrested the night he did the crime. I don't know, do you have examples of people that did these crimes and then they didn't get arrested until the season was over?
I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm pulling together a bunch of data on these lovely 50 gentlemen that I just referred to a little while ago. I will compile it and send it to you, but it's significant, the number of them that do.
Well, Leslie,
they have lawyers, as you said, they should have lawyers. I'm just saying that this is not a situation where they should be able to do something and just because it's convenient for them that they get to push this off. That's the period I was talking about. I'm not trying to let anybody to trial.
But I do believe
in due process, and I don't think this has anything to do with suspension of games. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about the appearance of taking these charges seriously when they eventually do happen or not.
I was going to say that, but that is also just an access to money thing. Like, the owners do the same shit when they get accused, and we don't.
Oh, don't even get me started about the owners.
But I mean,
I'm not on their side either.
I understand.
This should apply to them too.
I understand, but I'm just saying, the same public that is demanding this shit from the players, they don't demand it from the owners, and that's to me the most important part of this discussion that's getting glossed over. We're in agreement with a lot of people who are going to just basically be wrong and biased about this when it's not a black person. So I just want to make absolutely clear that when it comes up again and it's Jim Irsay or it's Jerry Jones, who's actually under investigation right now, or who's being sued, right now.
I've been going on about Jim Irsay since I don't even know what.
What was he really doing?
Yeah, he needs that much money in their car.
And we're going to see a completely different standard for them. And to me, that's why I'm like, well, hold up. I want the fairness. I don't really give a fuck about what the crime is, how bad it looks. I want the fairness. And y'all aren't, like, the commissioner's not interested in fairness. Right now,
he's not interested in fairness. I said this earlier. We're probably like 84% in agreement. I just do think that there needs to be some acknowledgement of somebody being arrested for something before they go to trial. That's all I was trying to say. I'm not trying to rush anybody to trial. I'm just saying that these are serious things, and they should be taken seriously. I'm for truth in, you know, I don't believe this whole, what did Irsay get, you know, 6 games, he can't come to the stadium or whatever. How about we have some actual penalties of what he gets to watch at the game from his rich-ass house now for him? Boo-hoo. Yeah.
I think he got a fine, too.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think he got a fine, too. But, yeah, Justin, you were going to say something?
Yeah, so, but are you saying that once a player is arrested, from that point on, they should be suspended until they're found guilty or not guilty?
I said that, yes, they shouldn't play. And I never said anything about them not getting paid, because I don't agree with that.
So they shouldn't play, but they should get paid, but they shouldn't be allowed to play until they're found guilty or not guilty.
Yes, this is what happens with police officers.
Well, that's what I was just checking.
This happens with public servants. This happens with people that are financial responsibility in job position. You get arrested for insider trading, you get paid still, but you don't get to come to the NASDAQ that day or until they decide what they're going to do with you.
Well, there's a lot of
That's all I'm talking about.
There's a lot of jobs where that's not true, though. Like, there's a lot of jobs where
CEOs do keep going to work. You don't get to travel around the world, too. I mean, there's a lot of jobs that don't get a lot of things.
But that sounds like, but see, when you say that, that's where I'm like, that's the jealousy coming in. Because it really doesn't, it shouldn't matter.
And I'm not even talking about just players. I said just the NFL.
No, but you said the part around where you don't get the
entity.
Well, you said
he should be held to a different standard.
You said
everybody involved with the league should be.
Well, you said the part where, well, I don't necessarily believe that, but you said the part where, well, they get to travel around the world. Well, they're not traveling around the world.
No, I didn't say them. I said some jobs have.
Yeah.
That's not an argument to me that some jobs don't do something or do.
Well, that's the argument you brought up. I didn't bring that up. You said that.
No, you were just saying, I said that a lot of jobs have this thing in them where if you get accused of something, you don't get to come to work no more. That's what I was
And to me,
this isn't the only place where that's the case.
Yeah, to me, I would like uniformity, right? So I think, can we run down those scenarios I was talking about? Like, what do you do if someone invades my home and I shoot them in self-defense, they die? Should I not be able to play in the NFL for, you know, maybe just
if you got arrested?
Yeah, I get arrested.
You assume you get arrested, and you don't think that would be something that could get cleared up? Maybe not. I don't know. Yes, I would agree. That's what I would say.
So shouldn't be able to play.
You still get your paycheck. Mm-hmm. So things get sorted out. They decide if they charge you or not, and then you can come back to work.
What if they don't charge me? What if they just say we're not going
to
charge
you? If they don't charge you, then you come back to work and there's nothing to discuss. You've been getting paid and you're back on the field.
So what about
harm, no foul.
So what about the argument? What about the argument about the part about it being about PR and unpopular? Like, what if fans are like, I don't want a guy that killed somebody on the team. I don't give a fuck why he did it.
Since when does it matter what the fans think?
That's why all this is happening right now. The thing about, well, if you get charged or arrested, we want you out of here, is about fan and PR. It's not about morality or justice or what's right or wrong. They're only doing that because fans are like, I saw pictures of this dude hit his wife. I saw pictures of blank. Like, that's why they're doing it, because it's unpopular. If they really had a moral stance, we wouldn't even be here right now.
So you're right about that, but they don't have a moral stance.
I
don't agree with that. Fans don't feel that way. Ray Rice should have been
gone
before this video came out, that's for sure.
Definitely not all, but why was it that, you listen to this show, right? Why was it that me, Justin, and Karen were like, fuck Ray Rice from day one, and it took everybody else to see that video in the elevator?
I was agreeing with you.
Right, that's what I'm telling you. We're in a special echelon of people. We have brains and we are using them. Now, I know that it feels icky that someone can be charged or even indicted or accused of something terrible. It feels icky that person gets to go to work, be on national TV and do their job. I don't like the way it feels. I talk about the shit all the time with Ben Roethlisberger. It fucking sucks. It really does.
It's disgusting.
It is. And it makes everybody, like, we wish it would go away so we don't have to think about it or talk about it. But at the end of the day, I feel like that's still our legal system is, if you found a way to beat this shit, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? And I feel like we want to like go to a level above that, which is.
I agree with that. I'm the first one to say my whole point that why I think Adele should go is because Ray Rice should be playing right now.
But why?
That's my entire point of why I think Adele must go, because he has created a scenario in which Ray Rice has every right, and so does the NFLPA, to make their case. And the end result of that appeal should be he should be playing right now. Right. That's why I want Goodell gone.
Well, let's explain this though. Why is it that that person can't play, even though they're getting paid? Why can't they continue to go to work just because they've been arrested or indicted or something like that? Why can't it be till after they've been found guilty of something? Why is it just because they're arrested of it or accused?
Because that's the investigative time. That's what I'm talking about, when a decision is made by the law, whether they're going to press charges or not. Once the charges are filed, you should play until you're found guilty or innocent. I'm just saying that there is this critical period between arrest and charge where the, and I guess, yes, there is this appearance of are we taking this seriously or not. And I do think that that is something that's important for a league to show to the public, because it does affect public opinion. It affects people's attitudes towards these serious issues. And when somebody gets arrested for something like this, and the league says, ah, it doesn't matter until they're convicted of it, we're not even going to really care about the investigation, it's a signal that it really doesn't matter. It's a signal to every wife that's been beaten, that is also married to somebody that's in the league, and that's what I'm talking about.
So it is about public opinion, and in the end, it's like I said, I don't trust public opinion. Because I think too often, even the way this is playing out now, it's already shifting to the mostly black players bearing
it's
the responsibility.
Terrible. And I just said right now, like, in my opinion, Ray Rice should be playing right now.
Yeah,
there's reason that he should not be on the field. Zero.
Right. And I think that because of my distrust of public opinion from years of listening to talk radio, talking to sports fans, living down here and talking to people about how they feel about Cam Newton, who's, you know, who it hasn't gotten any trouble since he's been a Panther or whatever.
They do be hating on Cam Newton though.
Mm. Right. But when you listen to these people, I don't feel comfortable going, well, the way you feel about a guy is how I want the league run. I don't feel comfortable with that. I would much rather them find an actual standard. And if the standard does end up being, if you're charged, you go home, or if the standard ends up being, if you're indicted, whatever it ends up being, it'll be better than what it is now, because I just need a standard. I need something to go
by. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Suggesting a standard. My right. standard was, if you get arrested, you don't play until an investigation is completed.
Yeah,
charged,
we just have different.
They move forward from there. We just have different right. where we're going to put that line. I'm
right.
just saying that was my personal line.
Now,
because I don't think it's fair to put somebody off the field once charges have been filed, and now you're actually in the legal part of the system versus the investigative part. I was just making a distinction between the two. I don't want to rush anybody to trial, but I do think that people should be, charges should be filed. It doesn't take long to investigate and decide if you're making charges or not.
It shouldn't,
it really
but
doesn't.
It shouldn't,
especially
look at,
from
look
arrest,
at,
actually. It doesn't make a long difference from arrest to charges.
It shouldn't.
It can make a very long difference from they think something happened to when they actually arrest you, which is what happened in the case of Jameis that you mentioned before.
Yeah, but I was going to say,
it
shouldn't, but look, but it took so long for Jameis to be, like, even, for them to say we're not charging him. It took them over a year to
and
say
he don't even have money.
And he don't have, it wasn't his money behind that. They just was like, nigga, we like football and we just not doing it. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's a slippery slope with that precedent only because it, like, then I would need the, here's the thing. I need the law to have some uniformity to it, right?
Absolutely.
Because it varies by state. You know, like in New Jersey, a wife can't
test. We had this discussion when this happened that I said that, you know, they should have charged this man no matter what, mm-hmm. because they don't need the wife to
right.
press charges if they
right.
have irrefutable evidence that the abuse occurred.
Exactly.
So it's irrelevant. And I said, if that was another man in the elevator, what would they have done? They would have arrested his ass.
Right.
Period.
So, you know, and they ended up arresting him and Janae, you know, and
yeah,
then,
that makes sense.
You know, like my main issue with this is we're already on what the NFL discipline should be. And I feel like that means Roger Goodell is winning. Like
I'm not on the NFL discipline. I'm on what system needs to be in place so that this doesn't happen again. So that
well,
I'm
we're
not
talking, if we're talking
to
about
on the air that I think Ray Rice should be playing, because that's where it is right now.
Yeah,
and
but if
like
we're
it.
If we're talking about this in the fashion of like games or suspensions or going home with pay or whatever, I feel like Adele's already won the conversation because legally is where, like, here's how I view it. We shouldn't be talking about games because Ray Rice should be in jail. You know what I mean? Why are we talking about how many games Aaron Hernandez is suspended for? Because the nigga in jail. It don't matter how many games Goodell gives him when he comes out. He needs to serve his time. You know what I mean? Mike Vick had to go to jail. You know, and when he came out, then the discussion was about games because the nigga went to jail. I like that system more because it gives the onus upon the legal system as opposed to just what makes us morally feel better about a guy who may or may not have committed a crime. Now, Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson just are niggas we know did it because we got these pictures and text messages and shit. But I'm just, at some point, it's not going to be as cut and dry. And it's going to, especially now that niggas know that they hunting for him, it's about to get way more murkier. And that's going to be weird watching this play out. I want to see what Goodell does by Super Bowl with his new discipline policy.
He ain't doing nothing.
We'll revisit it by Super Bowl, according to him. He got the National Action for Women or whatever, the NAACP. He got everybody. He got the black people. Don't ask
the
him.
Table. He got binders of women, Rob. Yeah. He's got binders.
Don't ask him if he got black women. He already been on the black women. Okay. He couldn't say their names. You know, he couldn't name none, but he got black
women. He was so ornery today, too.
Ooh. He was. We're going to talk about that in a second, but, Leslie, last.
All right, I'll let y'all go.
Well, hold on. Last question.
Yeah, I have a question too.
Wait, I got. Well, okay, Justin, you ask your question. I ask mine. Man, go ahead.
Are you single?
God damn it! No, she's part of the official interracial couple of the show.
The official interracial couple of the black guy who tips.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Charles, I was just asking.
Yeah. Good grief. Tell Drew I'm sorry. Second
no disrespect
of all,
to Drew. I didn't know. No yeah, disrespect.
Justin's married too. Second of all.
Yeah, I'm married too.
Second of all.
I'm asking for the other single guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And if she wanted to join our family.
Yeah, you know, still looking for physicians. Here's the thing though, Leslie, I want to ask. What should I do with your $20 when Goodell is still commissioner?
Oh, trust. Don't worry about that. I said to my husband the other day, I said, you know, Roger Goodell does not know this, but the worst thing that ever could have happened to him was me making this bet with Rod.
are you
vicious?
Yeah, you that good on bets? Like, you always win your bets? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, yes. I really hate to lose. It's going to be bad.
All right. Well, you'll see because don't forget.
I know. You know what? It's the best thing. I know for a fact that if you have to give me that $20, you'll be very happy. So that's why I'm not.
I mean, it was win-win for me because I was like, this is $20 I will gladly spend if this nigga is gone. Like, I ain't rooting for him to stay. I just believe in the evilness of white people that this nigga ain't going nowhere.
She can't believe.
I agree. The evilness of the white dudes is serious, but their greed is bigger. And I'm targeting, so don't you worry about that.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the dollar store, and I'm gonna have, like, two bins full of shit. I'm going to take pictures of it, and I'm going to spend it with your money. That's my plan.
Are you playing the fantasy league?
I'm getting tiny food with my $20.
Leslie, are you playing the fantasy league?
No, I'm not watching the NFL currently, so I was gonna be in it.
Damn, I wish you was in then.
Yo,
because then we could take your money.
I almost went on strike.
Yeah, well, all right, Leslie, man, we about to get out of here and finish the show. Thank you for calling.
All right,
bye. I always feel like those things go way worse in text than they are in person.
Yep.
Glad she called. Cause I be reading that shit, it be hurting my feelings. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I know she was in the chat room saying the same shit. Like, I didn't say that. God damn it. And plus I'm mixing her shit up with Ray's shit. It's crazy. Anyway, he says, in the end, I don't care if Ray Rice is life homeless, but I'm objective, da da da. And I will say, just cause thousands of men get away with no punishment, I'm not saying Ray Rice should. I really just wish this nigga was in jail and so was anybody to put their hands on, you know, their partner. I don't think it should be, it's tolerated way too much. And maybe I'm just saying that from a place of privilege because I've never put my hands on my wife and vice versa. So I can't imagine living like that day to day.
It's liberating. You should try it sometime.
Nah, I'm good. The real fucked up part is that NFL players commit domestic violence at half the rate of the general public. Yeah. And that's the thing. Someone asked me, why would I care about these guys getting rehabilitated rather than just, you know, getting kicked out of the league and that's it. And I was like, cause on some level, people do think they're role models, and it would be much better for the world if they saw a reformed Adrian Peterson and a reformed Ray Rice. And it will be much better than just, well, you commit a crime and we throw you away, because that's pretty much what happens to everybody that commits a crime in America. And we see how that works.
And you saw what happened to Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, like, his rage didn't stop to, you know what I mean? Like,
he cried when he was dancing like MJ at the BET Awards.
But prior to that, he was still throwing chairs out of, you know, 10th floor windows in New York and shit.
And everybody can't dance that good.
Yeah.
Anyway, love hearing your analysis on the issue, even though it probably went over a lot of people's heads. Sorry for the long email that probably has you saying, this nigga ain't reading this shit, it's too long. Nope, I read it. Man, thank you. How am I not read a email of agreeing with me and calling me smart, nigga? Of course, that's the secret. Everybody can write up here and say that shit. All right, man, let's talk about the news. So Goodell had a press conference today. I watched it before Justin got here. It got interrupted by a dude that just ran up in there. It's kind of funny, even though it's not a funny press conference. Like, it's one of the times where I was laughing. I was like, I shouldn't be laughing at this.
You're a woman beater, man.
Basically, he did.
And those are the types of people we want to have part of our organization and part of our decision-making process.
Mr. Goodell?
Yes.
Miguel Marquez.
Ow, 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 ow! I'm Benji. What's going on? Ow! What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't take me to an elevator! Don't take me to an elevator! Please! Don't take me to an elevator! Please!
Sorry about that.
I had nothing to do with that. Mr. Goodell, Miguel Marquez from CNN.
He said, what are you doing? Don't take me to an elevator.
Why? Please. Nigga, that was like Malcolm X, get your hand out of my pocket. Dude, I couldn't hold my shit together. I was like, oh, come on, man. This is the wrong time to laugh, but I gotta laugh. Guess who came out in support of Roger Goodell? Dan Snyder. His motherfucking dog, Dan Snyder.
Hey, that's why he get to keep the name.
That's why he told him that the Redskins is a heritage that we're paying tribute to by calling them a racial slur. Redskins owner Dan Snyder says he supports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, stating he's always had the best interests of football at heart. We are fortunate to have him. The team released, by the way, this is one of the people y'all think gonna fire him. The team released, he gotta take the vote.
Hey, man, he just make me hate the Washington so much.
What's wrong with him?
Why he can't just be quiet? Sit down in a corner. Sit there. You don't even have to, once you said his name and he involved, like, why he can't sit down in a corner somewhere? Like, you know how your mama, when you fuck up and you get her, your mama like, just sit down, go somewhere. I want to hear people out of you. And you be quiet for a little bit. Then you start making noise.
Yep.
Then she coming up like Adrian Peterson to whoop your ass. Because you couldn't just sit down and be quiet. Dude, just sit down.
What happened to being like a quiet racist?
Yes.
What happened in those days when you just hated black people and we just had to suspect it?
Yeah, we wasn't sure.
Yeah, like he just, yeah, he, anyway.
Just take a nap. Take a nap.
Take a nap.
Take a, please.
The team released a I like that. Take a nap.
Cut the light off and take a nap. No toys.
Oh, yeah. So Goodell got heckled. Then this nigga Dan Snyder showed up. And he said, yeah, I support him. So, you know, he got your back, Rod.
Man, his pants too tight. You need to relax a little. Go have a drink. Mind your business.
Let's see what else happened. Pistorius got found guilty of culpable homicide, but not murder.
Now, what does culpable mean?
It means he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Does that mean he really ain't intend to do it, but he got to go to jail?
It means he was negligent when he opened fire in his home after hearing what he thought sounded like an intruder in the bathroom in the middle of the night and killing the woman he supposed to love after they argued and people heard it.
Oh, Leslie, he in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, South Africa.
Yeah, not Australia. He African.
He was acquitted of the murder charge a day after saying that the one-time Olympian could have called security guards or screamed for help on the balcony instead of grabbing his handgun and blasting multiple rounds through the door of a toilet stall. Yep, couldn't even see inside, just decided to pull the trigger. Under South African law, culpable homicide is the illegal killing of someone through irresponsible behavior. The charge is comparable to reckless homicide or manslaughter. By the way, the rumor is they don't expect him to do, like, to actually go to prison.
Should he be allowed to go to the Olympics again?
See, yeah, he's been convicted. He's been convicted of something. You know, shit, they let Dante Stallworth play in the league as a convicted manslaughterer. That was fine. I'm telling you, Twitter changed the world, bro. Like, Twitter really people need to go back and think about how life was before Twitter and all the shit that could not have happened with Twitter around. Kobe Bryant does not play that season.
Y'all wouldn't even like Michael Jordan right now.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Patrick Ewing would be y'all hero.
Michael Jordan getting accused of gambling, this nigga will be out of the league. Like, shit has changed.
Gambling while you're cheating on his wife. Imagine all the women Jordan was cheating with.
Yep. So remember how Danny Ferry was told that he shouldn't be fired by Sterling? Mm-hmm. I mean, Adam Silver. I'm sorry, Adam Silver. Yeah, he took an indefinite leave of absence Friday when people start being like, yo, man, fuck Goodell. What about Silver?
Yep.
And I think he got that phone call and said, hey, man, you should probably, like, take some time off. How much time? Two people not mad no more.
And the other thing is, too, man, you trying to sell the team.
Yeah.
How you think you go sell it?
Who the fuck gonna hire you? You gone, too. Your boss is gone. We selling the team. They probably don't want a fucking convicted racist. You know what I mean? Speaking of convictions. So, yeah, Ferry said he gonna take that indefinite leave. My focus moving forward is to tirelessly work to rebuild the trust with this community and with our fans. Which one? The black community?
What you gonna do? Just go hand out some back to school book bags or something? Think it's all good?
You know what else has some African in them? African Americans in Atlanta.
I can't believe this, Negro.
I can. He got a racist face, man.
I can't wait till he pop up in some cultural sensitivity training class or something like that.
Danny Ferry has looked racist my entire life. Like, when I was a kid and he was at Duke, I said, Daddy, who is that racist man? He said, boy, don't worry about that. My dad, a Duke fan.
You know who the one dude is white and not racist, and I know it for sure?
Bobby Hurley.
Chris Mullin.
Oh, yeah. Chris Mullin and Rex Chapman, my niggas for life. No way they racist.
Yep.
Like, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, we can hang out. I can hang out with them.
Like, I might let Chris Mullin call me nigga, dog. I'm not gonna commit to it right now, but, like, if it happened in casual conversation, I probably would let it slide, man.
He could have my next in basketball.
He probably said the cool way. Like, he probably be like, oh, nah, my nigga Jeezy ain't even hot no more. I'd be like, you're right, Chris Mullin. Shit. Oh, wait a minute, what you call me? But look at his face, dog. That's Danny Ferry face in the chat. That dude, like, fucking, like, he should be on Sons of Anarchy talking about this is nigger work or something. But, yeah, man. So, Carmelo Anthony said he believes future NBA free agents will be hesitant to sign with the Atlanta Hawks. Now, I'm thinking two things here. One, he's hoping they sign with the Knicks. But two, what were they before? Weren't they already hesitant to sign with the Hawks? Yeah. When the last time they got a big name free agent? Paul Millsap?
And what do you think Phil calling him? Man, Phil got everything but the word nigga in his book. He called you, might as well call you a nigga.
Melo said, ain't nobody who would want to go there. At his Carmelo Anthony basketball camp in Manhattan. At the end of the day, Atlanta, I think it puts Atlanta back even further now from that standpoint. Atlanta is a great city, a great market, great people, great atmosphere. But as far as the comments that were made, I think it was uncalled for from an owner, from a GM, those are not things you play with.
He said that like he like was swinging on Danny Ferry. Mm-hmm. Like, that ain't something you play with, bro.
As a player, as an athlete, we're looking for a job. We're trying to find a place where we can move our family, we can make our family comfortable, where we can be comfortable in a comfortable environment. Danny said comfortable a lot. But those comments right there, we would never look at playing there. I'm speaking on behalf of all athletes. We would never look at a situation like that. I don't care what it is. Now, who's going to be the next nigga to sign to make Melo look stupid?
Mm-hmm. He said everything but bro.
Dog, you know what I want to hear? The rest of them tapes.
Yep.
Where they at? Because you know some good stuff in there.
Not the first time or the only time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure every conversation he had about Dang, he said the same thing.
Dog, not just that. I mean, there's a lot of just regular other people in there. Like, you know, Dirk's got a little German in him. And I'm not saying the bad way. I mean, the good way. Like, he's orderly. He likes to march down the court. He'll definitely destroy his enemies till there's none left, women and children. He hates Jews.
What? No. What about him when he was trying to trade Josh Smith?
Mm-hmm. Now he's got a little nigger in him. He's lazy. He won't work hard. He definitely be late to practice every day, 15, 20 minutes. Loves the purple Gatorade. So you're going to need lots of that. Okay. Has a lot of baby mamas. We like to leave a little watermelon out by his locker every day. A little watermelon, a little fried chicken. He's a big fan of Fanta Cherry, by the way.
He loves the women with the big booties.
Oh, my God. Does Detroit have, y'all got a lot of big booty women up there? He loves that. He's a big fan of the big booties. Floyd Mayweather talked about being a serial woman abuser. A woman beat her, man.
And a woman beat her, man.
He said, only God can judge me.
No, how about the judge that actually put you in jail? That guy, too.
Why couldn't say only judge could judge me?
Well, okay, but you are someone with a history of domestic violence yourself. You've even been to jail for it. Why should fans root for you with this kind of history?
Everything has been allegations. Nothing has been proven, so, you know, that's life.
Well, I mean, the incident you went to jail for, the mother of your three children did show some bruising, a concussion when she went to the hospital. It was your own kids who called the police, gave them a detailed description of the abuse. There's been documentation.
Mm-hmm. Once again, no pictures, just hearsay and allegations. And I signed a plea bargain, so, once again, not true.
But the website Deadspin recently detailed 7 separate physical assaults on 5 different women that resulted in arrest or citation. I mean, are we really supposed to believe all these women are lying, including the incidents when there were witnesses, like your own kids?
Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, when it's all said and done, only God can judge me.
All right, well, we see this week with the outcry in the NFL. The public wants the domestic abuse problem in this country addressed. Would you consider donating any of the more than $30 million you're going to make this weekend to an organization that educates and prevents against abuse?
This weekend, what I will do is make sure that millions and millions of dollars be saved for my children, because my children are who I love, and that's who I care about.
Yeah, the denial there with Mayweather is truly amazing, right? And it gives an interesting window into the way an abuser can walk around maintaining over and over again that nothing is wrong, despite hard evidence to the contrary.
So who the commissioner boxing?
They do have one, actually, a boxing commission. Because they remember they suspended Mike Tyson.
Yeah, what an outrage. Why it's okay for him?
Because he's trained to slap people around.
Is that what it is? Because NFL players do some pretty hectic training with the slaps too, now, for two purposes.
Now maybe if they was out here tackling their women, it might would be different. But he's trained to punch people appropriately, so
it's just interesting, man.
His hands are registered to punch people.
But but either way, man, disgusting motherfucker. Dog. Like,
why would he do that interview?
Dude, he didn't need, because he didn't even, in his own arrogance, he didn't even think it would come up. As much as it's the number one topic in America right now with sports. He really had the audacity to be like, I'm gonna go promote my fight. And I know they ain't gonna ask me about no domestic violence, because I will beat that bitch ass.
He should have hit her with the Mike Tyson if he was gonna do that interview. Mm-hmm. But the other part, nobody could write something down for him to say real quick either than him to read it. Like when she do ask challenge your questions.
Of course not. No, don't answer that. We got you a statement. What? I can't do this. Chris Carter talked about being hit as a kid in the wake of the Adrian Peterson stuff. He was very emotional. Everybody and their mama sent me this clip. They wanted me to play it on the Blackout Tip. I forgot. I was like, I'll just play it on Balls Deep.
Underneath it was abuse.
This is the thing. And this goes across all racial lines, ethnicities, religious backgrounds. People believe in discipline in their children. People with any type of Christian background, they really believe in disciplining their children. My mom did the best job she could do, raising 7 kids by herself. But there are thousands of things that I have learned since then that my mom was wrong.
Yes. Thank you.
It's the 21st century. My mom was wrong. She did the best she could, but she was wrong about some of that stuff she taught me. And I promise my kids I won't teach that mess to them. You can't beat a kid to make them do what they want to do.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thousands of things we have learned since then. And now we're to the point, the only thing I'm proud about is the team that I played for. They did the right thing.
Yes.
Take them off the field. I don't care what that. We in a climate right now. I don't care what it is. Take them off the dang on field. Because you know what? As a man, that's the only thing we really respect. Mm. We don't respect no women. We don't respect no kids. The only thing Roger and them do, take them off the field. Because they respect that.
Well, you know, everything you guys said is right. I think a parent, I just want to say one thing, has a right and an obligation to discipline their child if it's done in the right way.
Yeah, Keyshawn don't agree.
He don't.
Keyshawn got quiet because he didn't want to have no argument, but Keyshawn had just looked like, nigga, please, I'm gonna beat my kids.
As soon as we get off the air, I'm going home, and I'm going to beat my kids and my bitch. No disrespect to your bitch. But that's the face he had. He wouldn't even give him no type of eye contact.
What was on his face, man? He was looking like, I know this nigga not talking to me. Cause I will beat a bitch ass and a kid. The fuck you think this is? They call me the wolf ass kid in junior high. Been whooping ass way back.
Like, I'm glad they don't know shit about me cause I got some things in my past we might not want to talk about during this segment.
I whooped my brother and my sister and my kids. I whoop everybody. I whoop y'all. Nah, but seriously though, good for him, man. I like when people talk like that. Like, I learned. And sadly, this shit with Adrian Peterson has become about whether you whoop your kids or not. And that's still wrong, everybody. It's about abuse. That shit was abuse. Now, stop changing the topic, though, if you whoop your kid or not. That kid was 4 and them scars on him were a week old and they still looked fresh. He beat that kid like a slave, man.
Now, Chris Carter ought to be shamed, though.
Why?
Because he going to have to go home and answer to his mama for him talking about her like that on the radio. She going to whoop his ass.
Chris Carter going to get a whooping for that shit.
He going to get a whooping.
Yeah.
Hey, Keyshawn Johnson was arrested back in April for domestic violence.
This April?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
April 21st.
Yep. There you go.
Now, he might have been cleared in May.
Yeah.
But according to Leslie, he would have had to miss.
Yeah. Did ESPN let him stay on the air?
All that time at work.
He was cool. Didn't even get suspended or nothing. So, that's interesting. Interesting. I'm telling you, man, the witch hunt is on. It's going to be real fun the next, like, 6 months. Cause we about to get, man, I saw an article that said Peyton Manning sat on a trainer's head at Tennessee and she was a woman and he did it like as a joke or some shit. And it was like, he's lucky social media wasn't around.
True. He is.
He is lucky. But it's also like, because he should went to jail. Like, what are we doing here? As a college student doing a prank? All right. Prison it is, man. Fuck it. Same as rape. I don't give a fuck. Death penalty. I don't care.
Yep.
Y'all don't care. I don't care.
Fuck her in the pussy.
Fuck her right in the pussy. We're going to talk about that. Adrian Peterson.
Can I stay on this while we're talking about it?
Adrian Peterson. No, because it won't hold your weight. Adrian Peterson said, he released a statement on Twitter. My attorney has asked me not to discuss the facts of my pending case. I hope you can respect that request and help me honor it. I very much want the public to hear from me, but I understand that it is not appropriate to talk about the facts in detail at this time. Nevertheless, I want everyone to understand how sorry I feel about the hurt I brought to my child. I never wanted to be a distraction to the Vikings organization, the Minnesota community, or to my teammates. I never imagined being in a position where the world is judging my parenting skills or calling me a child abuser because of the discipline I administered to my son. I voluntarily appeared before the grand jury several weeks ago to answer any and all questions they had before the grand jury appearance. I was interviewed by 2 different police agencies without an attorney. In each of these interviews,
why?
Because I don't know.
This nigga want to go to jail. You stupid. Why?
Yes, I whooped them in there. Don't they burn in hell?
He said it like as a matter of fact, like, and proudly. Like he did the right thing without having his attorney present.
In each of these, his attorney made him put that sentence in there. So he could be like, you can't blame this shit on me, nigga. They going to know what I wasn't there. I wouldn't have let this happen. In each of these interviews, I have said the same thing, and that is that I never ever intend to harm my son. I will say the same thing once I have my day in court. I have to live with the fact that I disciplined my son the way I was disciplined as a child because I caused an injury that I, damn, he really is saying a lot.
Right.
Didn't you just say you can't talk about? All right.
He need to go to jail, man. His lawyer need to quit because his client not listening to shit he's saying.
Dog.
He tripled down. He didn't double down. He tripled down.
He's like, I'm not going to tell you about the case. Anyway, I beat my kid's ass and he deserved it. I caused an injury that I never intended or thought would happen. Now, I know that many people disagree with the way I disciplined my child. I also understand after meeting with the psychologist that there are other alternative ways of disciplining a child that may be more appropriate.
I didn't know timeout existed.
Yeah, picking up your field slave hands and hitting them with the side of an oak tree might not be appropriate.
And I believe he had an oak tree.
You know that nigga.
Because he's strong as shit.
You know that nigga pulled up a fresh sapling? Big ass slave hands and shit. Boy, go out there and pick me up a sapling. That ain't big enough. Hold on. It sound like the sound from the $6 million man. Jumped in the air.
That boy at 4 years old don't even know all the words to say no.
I know. Probably can't even tell what he did wrong. You know what you did wrong? Damn it, Google Gaga. Yes. God damn it. You gonna learn today.
And I hope you burn in hell.
Let me get the branch 30 feet up. Snap.
Now, while we make kid about Adrian,
Adrian Smash,
we don't agree at the abuse of 4 year old. But goddamn, it's funny.
What can a 4 year old learn from getting beat like Toby?
And he gonna grow up angry as shit like David. Yeah. he would have a career in football.
What are the kids?
He gonna be angry as shit.
Hey, you think he gonna thank his daddy when he get to the NFL? Like, look, Adrian Peter Jr. You won the Heisman. How do you feel? I just want to thank my daddy for instilling discipline in me from a young age to get out there and work hard for everything I want and to stay in line and stay out of trouble.
Yep.
I wouldn't be here if my dad didn't pull out a fresh pine tree and beat the shit out of me with the needle still in it.
Regularly. I deserve the beating.
Yeah. Like, I honestly, one of the things that helped me is that I don't have a ball sack. So I never could get distracted with girls. He hit me right in my ball sack with them trees. What's wrong with Agent Peterson, man? He's a terrible person. I want to like you, man, but you're terrible.
I know. Do you know how many games you won for people in fantasy football?
I know.
We want to like you.
I wish I could like this nigga, but he beat his kid. I'm definitely changing one of my fantasy teams, though, because I got him on one of my teams. I'm changing the name to the Whooping Room. Like, that's happening. I don't give a fuck. Nothing's wrong with funny. I'm not joking. I text my brother that shit. He said, damn, wish you would trade me Adrian Peterson last week, don't you? I said, nope, I'm going to keep him. And I'm naming my team the Whooping Room.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back. And when he come back, he gonna be angry.
He gonna be angry. He gonna be whooping ass on the field, too.
Yo, because he can't beat them kids. Mm-hmm. He gonna take it out on Ben Rapeless.
I was like, I hope he gets suspended the whole year. Then he can, because it's a keeper league. I get the keeper for next year. He'll be fresh. He gonna be the only running back that don't get injured. He gonna be fresh for 2 years of not getting touched.
Yep.
He says, I've learned a lot and have had to reevaluate how I discipline my son going forward. But deep in my heart, I have always believed I could have been one of those kids that was lost on the streets without the discipline instilled in me by my parents and other relatives. I have always believed that the way my parents disciplined me has a great deal to do with the success I have enjoyed as a man. I love my son. I will continue to become a better parent and learn from the many mistakes I've ever made.
I guess they didn't have that talk with him about wearing condoms because
yeah.
They failed you in that area.
I'm not a perfect son. I'm not a perfect husband. I'm not a perfect parent, but I am without a doubt not a child abuser. I'm gonna need you to pick up a dictionary. You're like, I'm not fucking the kids. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm fucking them up, not fucking up in them.
I only had a few break babies. My wife okay with that.
I'm someone that disciplined his child and did not intend to cause an injury. No one man can understand the hurt that I feel for my son and the harm that I caused him. but one child can understand. Mm-hmm. My goal is always to teach my son right from wrong, and that's what I try to do that day. I accept the fact that people will feel very strong about this issue and that they think about my conduct. Regardless of what others think, however, I love my son very much. I will continue to try to become a better father and person.
Well, let's ask your son, Ray. I mean, excuse me, Adrian, what lesson he learned from that day?
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask him.
A, B, C, D, R, Q. Swap, what I tell you, boy? You know, his homework gonna be right every day. Also, he got accused.
Damn, he look angry.
He got accused of whooping another son. Dog, this is nothing. Have you seen the Madden cover? Hold on, I got you.
That's, bruh. No, I seen it on the,
You seen it?
Yeah, you put
nigga,
it.
Nigga, that look like a dude that whooped ass.
Did you put it on the thing this morning? Was Texas jumping
oh, yeah.
In my arm.
Yeah, dog.
So angry.
Like, I looked at that picture, I said, from now on, when I draft players in fantasy football, I am judging them niggas by how they look, like if they whoop ass or not.
That's why I asked, are we sure if somebody else killed that other child?
Yeah, it might have been him. He might have just thought he was needing a whooping.
Because that child, yeah, like that child was on life support by the time that other person got to
him. Look at that shit, man. You know, someone said his backyard looked like clear lumber. Yeah, that shit look like, What's the Dr. Seuss movie? The Lorax.
Oh.
It's just like the Lorax, dog. He's just snatching them trees.
It's dark over the backyard too, just like yeah. It's Lorax. Ain't no sunshine.
Go give me a switch.
I can't see out there. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's dark in the backyard.
Why is it so much smoke?
The sun don't shine right there. The cloud cover.
Yeah, dog. Just go out there and give me a tree from the backyard so I can whoop you. All right, daddy. Keep chopping, boy. They ain't big enough.
Somebody need to check on his wife.
Dog, did he have a wife?
He said he was married. He said he not the perfect husband. So I have to assume he's married now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, all these people talking about some, I don't make mistakes.
Nah, check on his wife.
Yeah.
She said shit. She ain't came out to say he a good father.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like it was an accident.
I mean, if these are the people that don't. If these are the kind of mistakes people are making, then I don't make mistakes either. I'm perfect. I'm a perfect person.
Hey.
I ain't never made the mistake of abusing my son or beating my wife. I thought like forgetting to take out the trash or maybe missing the bills is kind of a mistake.
Hey, Vic on Black Jesus a better person.
Right. Seriously. Now. Everybody fucking don't make mistakes. The governor said they should suspend him. Governor from Minnesota. I don't really care.
I hope he ain't got shit in his past.
Reggie Bush said let him play. And he said he disciplined his kid, too.
I mean, he also wanted to marry a Kardashian, so we know he don't make good choices.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He did two different interviews about it. I actually had an audio from one of the interviews somewhere, and it was goddamn ridiculous, dog. I want to find it for you so you can be like, what? Yeah, oh, here it is. Yeah, he said he harshly disciplines his kid.
Damn. He admitted this.
He admitted on the radio.
With nobody asking him. Nobody made him come out and say this.
Dog, let me see if I can play it, man. This shit, I was like, nigga, where's your attorney? Where's your, like, do you have, like, a PR person? Somebody you can just run this by? Because, like, I guarantee somebody's looking at him on the phone, like, or listening to the radio that work in his PR department for the Lions. And I was like, No, nigga, no. Where's Reggie? Hey, get Reggie.
I have to ask you this. I'm not sure if you're a dad yet or not, but if you had kids or have kids, would you use that method of punishment to a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old that he's accused of doing?
I most definitely discipline my daughter. I have a 1-year-old daughter, and I discipline her. And,
what?
And, you know, obviously every person is different, you know. And I definitely... will use my best judgment to discipline her, depending on, you know, the situation, on what happens. I definitely will try to obviously not leave bruises or anything like that on her, but I definitely will discipline her harshly, you know, depending on what the situation is.
And she's one. She is one. Dang, she's not even using words yet. She is one. She's not even potty trained yet. She can't stand up on her own.
How's she gonna learn to stand if you don't beat her? How you gonna get potty trained if I'm not
she
trained?
She can't stand up on her own, man. She's one.
Man, I'm not gonna make
he
it.
Said harshly.
Hey, I'm not gonna make it through this show without a beer, man. I'm gonna play the audio. I gotta go get a beer because this is crazy. I've heard this part before, so you listen to it. I'll be right back.
Talk to Reggie Bush from the Detroit Lions, and I know, Reggie, this is not why you called in. I know there's some other reason why, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
You know, there's tough discussions out there in the NFL these days about NFL players, Reggie, and I know you've had some issues in your own life and all that other stuff. You know, interestingly enough, Bill Cowher said on the NFL Today this week, in which I sit a panel there, that if a player is indicted, he should probably be suspended from playing with pay until the indictment is fully seen through. How do you feel about that?
I don't know, because, you know, obviously there's a due process that has to, you know, take place. And, you know, it's funny because we live in a world nowadays where, you know, social media is just taking over and it's almost become, you know.
Yo, niggas stay blaming that social media, don't they?
Because he out here harshly. Yeah. Punishing a 1-year old.
It's Twitter fault. I don't know how to talk about, raising a kid. It's Twitter fault.
What at one? What could she possibly do at one that she need consequences
she
for?
She can't do anything at one. It's like beating Maggie Simpson.
She did change her diaper. So, you know, I had to rub her face in the doo-doo.
Did you shit again? Did you shit again? Where my belt?
Situations now where guys, when they are dealing with issues, it's almost like the social media world has already deemed him as guilty before, you know, he given his due process just because of, you know, what's come out. So, I think it's you can make a case for both situations.
I feel like at that moment, that's when somebody was giving him the wrap it up sign, like, what are you doing?
Hey.
When he stuttered right there, it was like, I think somebody in the back was like, what are you doing?
I don't know why his phone didn't automatically get disconnected when that guy asked him about his child and what he does. My phone would have said beep.
Dude, well, I feel like the
apparently
new,
we've lost Justin.
That should be a feature on the new iOS 8. Like, oh, you're about to say something stupid. Like that paperclip from Microsoft should pop up. I see you're trying to get fired. Would you like me to hang up the call now?
No, it shouldn't ask. It should automatically do it.
Yeah.
We are about to hang up the call now for you. You're welcome.
That's a good due process, but also at the same time, you can't deem the guys as guilty before the facts come out, you know.
Well, he did admit it, though.
Pictures or whatever.
I mean, he doesn't. The only thing I disagree with you on that is he has admitted everything that he's being accused of, and his defense for what he did is that, you know, that's how he was punished and that's how he was taught how to parent. So while
I was punished the same way, you know, and I know a lot of my friends and a lot of people, guys that I play with, and they were punished the same way too. You know, I'm sure maybe some of you guys were punished the same way.
Yeah, I was. That's why I find it interesting. A lot of guys, not all, but a lot of the guys that we've heard have said that, you know, they don't think he should be suspended from the league because that was their experience growing up as well.
Yeah, that was my experience growing up as well, and I was a handful as a little kid. I used to get in trouble all the time, so I got a lot of whoopings.
I should mention that it's going to sound strange, but the Taco Bell Foundation for Teens has teamed up with Reggie Bush to give back to Boys and Girls Clubs of America across the country. Taco Bell Foundation for Teens will donate $2,500 for every touchdown that Reggie scores during this season. So you got to start scoring touchdowns for them to make some money here. And
I do, yes.
How long have you been working?
The irony.
He was like, oh, I got to really score some touchdowns.
Yeah, because for the kids.
Taco Bell, so genius, man.
Later on, he said, Taco Bell going to have to, like, withdraw that, right? Obviously, I'm not going to be spanking a 1-year old. We do discipline her a little bit because she does things now.
Oh, nice, we.
Where she, well, his wife, like, don't put me in this. Where she doesn't like something of it, or if you say something she doesn't like, she kind of swings at you. So we're already starting to implement little things like talking to her and saying that's not okay. I think obviously people took it too far and I said I was doing much worse and that's not the case. Well, that doesn't sound like harsh discipline by saying that's not okay. Does it? Sound like he changed the story a little bit.
Yep.
speaking of changing the story, Somebody sent a tipster sent in some news to Deadspin about Derek Jeter from a text message. Says, "Hi, so I heard a pretty funny story about Derek Jeter last night. What was it? Hi, so a friend of mine has a good friend that bartends on the Upper East Side of the bar some of the Yankees go to from time to time. Jeter meets the friend, takes her home, bangs her, and she goes to the bathroom to wash up. She gets out and he's on all fours in the bed and he essentially says, 'Eat my asshole, then you can go.' Ha ha ha, so she does it." He yada yada that shit, Demi. It's like that Biggie part where he's like, "Yeah, the bitch want me to shit on her. So I shit on the bitch." Ha ha, so she does it. He gives her the classic gift basket and his driver takes her home. Think it's true?
Yes, but I'm okay with that.
Think he out there getting his ass ate?
Yep. I'm okay with that.
Tell him how his ass tastes?
It's one of them things where she ate his ass, so now she really can't say anything else about what they do. And that's one of the reasons he's been staying.
They're never going to revisit that. He don't have two nightstands. He has one nightstand.
Right, so that's why he never has any issues.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, now you know I got footage of you eating my ass, right?
I feel like that would have gotten out more if he really did that. I feel like more women would have put that on social media. Rihanna told CBS, "Fuck you for pulling her Thursday night football song." The Thursday night game, of course, was the Ravens versus the Steelers. You know, rapists versus wife beaters. And CBS thought, this is not a good time to do it. Now she's upset because, hey, why are you punishing me? I got beaten. I didn't do the beating. And they tried to play it on this Thursday night, and she told them, fuck you. So they decided not to.
I mean, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But that CBS owns a lot of shit that's not going to play her music now.
Yep. Yeah, she's still stupid for putting it out there like that. But yeah. Whatever. As long as you feel better.
But they are wrong.
The NFL hires domestic violence advisors. They say three experts in domestic violence will serve as senior advisors to the league. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, sent a memo to teams Monday announcing that Lisa Frill, Jane Randall, and Rita Smith, all women, will help lead and shape the NFL's policies and programs relating to domestic violence and sexual assault. Frill was the head of the Sex Crimes Prosecution Unit in New York County District's Attorney's Office for more than a decade. Randall is the co-founder of No More, Campaign Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And Smith is the former executive director of the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Goodell has been under heavy criticism. Well, we know all this. What I wonder is going to happen now is, does this mean Jameis Winston won't be drafted?
It just means they got another group of people they won't listen to. Hmm. That's what it meant to me. I was like, so why are they going to listen to him, though? It doesn't matter who they hire on staff. Jordan had people on staff for years, mm-hmm. and he was accused of never listening to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So are they going to listen to him?
I think if they're going to listen, this is the closest we're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't listen now, they're never going to listen because they're in some hot water, and they need to get out of it by letting these ladies get some input. Cardinals player Darryl Washington got a domestic violence case hanging over him. NFL spokesperson Greg, he's already on out of for the new drug policy.
Isn't that the same dude, Dwyer? Doesn't he play for them too?
Dwyer plays for the Cardinals too.
I need to get the running back. Greg, the one that's left.
Yeah, one of them. One of the ones. It shouldn't be but one of them.
Yeah, left. He's not sharing no touches this week. I need to get him. Like the others, they were sharing touches. Now they're not.
I can't, man. We need to. Oh, I mean, I don't feel like doing a whole nother show, but it would be funny if we just had a NFL, like, fantasy football show. And all the advice is just on crime shit. Like, Ben Roethlisberger is being accused of some pretty hefty crimes playing against that Cleveland secondary today. So, I would probably sit him. He's going to have a lot on his mind with the rape trial. But if you're looking for a sleeper, it's looking like, Adrian Peterson beat his kid this week. And, Mike Asiata is going to be taking his place, getting most of the touches.
Yeah, so, cause I got Darren McFadden starting. Yeah. And what am I leaving? I need a running back. Yeah. Ingram got hurt, man.
Look for the Arizona receivers to pick up a couple more catches this week as Jonathan Dwyer is officially out of the league. Yeah, Washington was suspended for the entire season stemming from a drug violation. But he's not been disciplined for his domestic violence case. He was alleged to have pushed his ex-girlfriend down with both hands, causing her to break her collarbone in the fall. Hey, man, that's one thing I've been saying about this HGH testing. It might be more dangerous than the other testing. HGH and steroids. I think a lot of these dudes hitting their women because they on that shit, man.
Yep.
Getting that rob rage.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that says that about him.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he might catch some games. Daryl Washington, so.
And on another note, ladies, stop dating these football players with these aggression issues.
Yeah, it's y'all's fault.
Unless it's a kicker.
No, it's y'all's fault.
Get you a kicker.
If you wouldn't date them, none of this would happen to you. Because regular men don't abuse at twice the rate of the NFL.
Any other safe players to date other than kickers?
No.
No, all right, get you a kicker, ladies. And they probably white, too, so, you know, you definitely on the come up.
Oh yeah, white quarterback seem to be okay.
Yeah.
I thought this is funny. I'm put the picture in the chat, but what where are they from? There's a cycling team, female cyclist, from Colombia, and their uniforms drew a lot of attention. Can you see the picture in the chat, Justin?
Yep.
You know anything about those uniforms?
They packing.
Yeah, apparently it looks like they don't have on,
the midsection
looks like flesh colored.
Yeah, they packing, but it's the bulge in the package.
Like you can see some, camel action down there or something. Well, actually that's gold. And apparently it's that same kind of gold. Like remember when the Mavericks tried to change their uniforms with Puff Daddy?
Yeah, that was exactly.
And it doesn't photograph well. So it looked different in person and in the picture, and it made them look like they all have their pubes out. So I just thought that was funny. But for a second, I almost started like a cyclist. I was like, ooh, when this shit come on? Then I found out they got clothes on. We already talked about Peterson getting deactivated indefinitely. Darren Sharper is back in the news, and he's mad. Mm-hmm. He's actually suing the Saints. Say they owe him $95,000 for a 2009 knee injury.
Hey, you ain't gonna get that money there, bro. Isn't it a year expiration? Like after a year, is null and void?
I don't know what the rule is. I know this dude is like being accused of rape by a ton of women.
How y'all let me pick up on Arizona running back though?
I don't know. I think Ellington's gone already. Probably. I don't know. He's still out there.
Yeah, but he's questionable for the week.
Oh yeah, he gonna play, but yeah, I know what you mean. There's another one out there. I forget his name.
Stephon Taylor.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, they thinking about giving him a couple extra carries. Darren Sharper is taking legal aim at the New Orleans Saints from his California jail cell, pressing on with a previous denied workers' comp claim from his former employer. He says owes him $95,000 because of November 2009 knee injury that shortened his career.
He need that money on his books.
He's like, these niggas want oatmeal cream pies. You know what they do to rapists in here?
That went on this commissary. He needed bad.
Sharp, she's going to try next week to overturn a judge's ruling that found he waited too long to file his injury claim and failed to prove subsequent injuries. And the former safety says brought a premature end to his playing days. Sharper retired at the NFL as an NFL player November 2011 after 2 years before he was charged with drugging and raping women in California and Arizona. And being accused of similar crimes, still under investigation in New Orleans and Las Vegas. So he won't be in the Louisiana courtroom Thursday when a 3-judge panel on the Fourth Circuit of Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear oral arguments. He remained locked up in Los Angeles County Jail, where he has been held without bond since February 27th. Now, see, that's the kind of thing I need the justice system to do. Because if he was still in the NFL, we wouldn't be worried about how many fucking games he was missing. Because yep. His ass is in jail like he's supposed to be when you end up getting accused of raping 4 to 5 different locations of people.
Look at the police actually doing their job for once. Yeah. You know, and then we complain about that a lot is that they don't do their job.
Yeah. So
but there you go. That's what happens when they do their job.
Mm-hmm.
How can we afford this lawsuit, though? Because I'm sure his lawyer charged him, his attorney charged him extra. Like, oh, can you cover this fee?
Let me see what else is going on. Jameis Winston has to sit out a half this Saturday against Clemson, where he will come back and lead them to a win and be the hero. But apparently he was on standing on top of a table yelling, "Fuck her right in the pussy," on campus. Now, some people are saying, well, it's just immature because he's a quarterback, he's young, and he's a college student. I'm just saying, what, when you're under investigation for rape, it's just not a good time to talk about fucking right in the pussy, dog. It's not.
Yeah, he should have been like, eat her ass or something. Something.
Yeah, I don't know if it was some type of prank or...
I feel like it's fraternity hazing.
Yeah, hazing.
I feel like everything he's been doing the last year is fraternity hazing.
Yeah, stealing crab legs. I mean, he just... I tell you this much, his draft stock is plummeting. And he won't be on any of my fantasy teams with this attitude because I know that they're coming down harshly on people that make bad decisions. And this nigga seemed like a bad decision maker. He already lied that one time.
Yep.
Yeah, I said, we stoned, you stoned, I stoned. Like, nigga, y'all had 10 seconds on the play clock.
He stayed lying, man.
Yeah. He did another lying-ass press conference about being mature now.
Yeah, I'm mad people didn't take pictures of it, though. Like, they was tweeting about it, but no pictures. And where is the campus security footage at? They have footage of everything on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at a campus like Florida State. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The YMCA got cameras.
First of all, I just want to apologize to the university, to my coaches, and to my teammates. I'm not a me person, but in that situation, there was a selfish act, and that's not how you do things around here. So I really want to apologize to my teammates because I have now made a selfish act for them, and that's all.
Once again,
no questions. Who was there for that press conference? Like, nobody was there. No cameras.
I don't know why people keep holding these press conferences.
Yeah, it's not working out too well.
Yeah, like, why?
Arian Foster thinks it's hypocritical that a beer company is hassling the NFL about anything. Because Anheuser-Busch released a statement like, shame on you, NFL. Arian Foster's like, shame on you, nigga. You DUI calls and... wife beating fuel? Get the fuck out of my face. I don't even blame him, man. He said, selling poison on that high horse. Domestic violence and alcohol damn near synonymous. You need a company to tell you domestic violence is wrong? Said some, cause somebody was like, finally a big time company taking a public stance and you ripped them, huh? Said, you need a company to tell you domestic violence is wrong? Everybody is just riding the media wave. There's been a ton of domestic violence cases throughout the years. Where was all this support then? It's political. Anytime it starts to tinker with their bottom line, then they act. Now they're concerned. I fucks with Adrian Peterson for that.
Foster.
I mean, Aaron Foster. I fuck with Adrian Peterson for starting all this conversation by beating his kid. I fuck with Aaron Foster for that, for real.
But on the low, he been talking a whole lot more shit since he got rid of his backup.
Yep.
That's what happened when y'all had no competition.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, so we talked about, Jonathan Dwyer reportedly got arrested for domestic violence. He apparently broke his wife's nose by headbutting her.
Yep.
And threw something at their kid
he threw a shoe.
Yeah, he threw a shoe at how many months old was that kid? Like,
still in the car seat.
Still in the months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, still in the car seat.
Nigga, what?
But he played on Sunday.
Yeah. Then they realized that was probably bad.
That's why I think that.
Because they care so much about the morals, everybody.
His backup.
They on your side. The NFL's on our side, guys. They realize that it's wrong for these guys.
It's way out of Arizona. They don't have internet out there, so it took a little while to catch up.
So yeah, they went ahead and cut him, dog. But yeah,
they cut him, or he just ain't.
Oh well, I think he's on that list. I don't think he's actually. See, he was reportedly arrested for domestic violence. He's investigated for domestic violence. So let's see. Reportedly arrested for domestic violence on Wednesday, according to a report at 3TV anchor Tyler Baldwin Derwin. Dwyer was questioned by Phoenix police about an incident that occurred between he and his wife a while ago. His wife kept the records of her injuries from that unspecified time, charged aggravated assault, and prevented someone from calling 911. So, yep. There you go.
Yeah, Taylor will be starting next week.
Fantasy alert.
Taylor will be starting next week because that other dude playing on a bad foot, Ellington.
Mm-hmm.
He going to get hurt this week. You saw what happened to Williams' foot for the Panthers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stewart got all the run.
So Steve Smith has some thoughts about domestic violence in elevators. Say, you know, it's not hard to get. Keep your damn hands off women. God made women for you to lean on, not to beat on them. Hashtag real talk. Then he took a picture of his baby and said, last time me and my wife were in the elevator headed to our hotel room, we got this guy 9 months later. Real talk.
Keep your head up.
Yeah. And I said, luckily she wasn't one of your teammates in the elevator. Because, you know, Smitty is not above putting them hands on certain people.
And he knows she shows her bruises.
Mm-hmm. What else do we got here? Julie Herman made tasteless Sandusky remark at a Rutgers staff meeting. Rutgers athletic director Julie Herman, who apologized to Penn State officials this week for the regrettable actions of some fans at Saturday's game.
Did she say fuck them in the ass instead of the pussy?
What do you mean? Oh, she, instead of Jameis?
Yeah, did she say fucking right in the ass?
Yeah, apparently they had some inappropriate signs and pictures, and it was pictures of like a kid like that looked like it was sucking somebody's dick as a cartoon. I put it in the chat, and then on the top of it it said Penn State, and it's really like the logo for this orphanage or something like that. Uh-huh. That just it's just a bad looking logo. That they don't, that's discontinued, but you can see it right there on that flag.
Oh, that shit is hilarious.
So wrong, man.
And she made the flag?
I don't know, man.
Then why she apologizing? She made the flag. She knew it.
And then another one said, beat Penn State, pedophile state.
Yeah, penetration state.
Yeah. So that was the first thing, right? She apologized for those regrettable actions of some fans. Saturday's game, she made her own joke about the child sex scandal involving Jerry Sandusky, following an advanced media investigation that included statements from more than half a dozen people inside the Rutgers athletic department. University officials acknowledged Herman made a Sandusky related remark in the staff meeting. Julie's comment was an off the cuff response to a give and take interaction, urging fundraising team to reach out and touch the donors. Said Pete McDonald, senior vice president for external affairs. When pressed for a statement, there probably isn't a person alive today who hasn't made an impromptu remark in a private meeting that probably shouldn't have been said. Even taken out of context, this single comment was not directed to Penn State, its students, staff, or faculty. She canceled a meeting with a reporter that had been scheduled earlier in the week. She didn't want to explain it.
She should have just said nothing's wrong if it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Left it at that.
She told everybody to reach out and touch. Someone said reach out and touch the donors, and she said not in a Sandusky way. She need to come be on the show. And she said everybody looked at each other and said, "Say what?" So
they apparently those people don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's a really dry joke. Y'all really got mad at her about that? I guess. I mean, I would have left that alone. Hey, man, you think? I think my man LeBron went and got some hair plant implants.
His hairline looked the same to me. I couldn't tell the difference. Turk said it's different.
Here's a picture from just like the old one and the new one.
It's the angles though. I feel like he just got a better barber.
I don't know, dog. They like some hair back.
But how do you get black hair back?
Because he's cheating the game somehow, man. I don't know how.
Man, come on, man. They invented something just only LeBron can get.
Yeah, look how Magic don't got AIDS. Something up, man. He definitely ain't nobody just putting your hair back like that, man. He on something. Some Rogaine or some Brogaine. They got Brogaine for black people. I think he on that, man.
It's the angle, man. I need a straight on shot of the old hairline compared to what they saying the other day.
Mm-hmm. People were talking about that Hope Solo shit. I think I already brought this up. I don't care.
Yeah.
Nobody cared when we talked about it the first time. Stop trying to act like y'all care now. Tony Stewart thankful for Adrian Peterson, because his case going to the grand jury too, and nobody talking about it.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Because I told you why he killed that man on purpose.
Yes, but that man walked in front of his car on a racetrack, on a practice track at that. It was that really even a real race? It wasn't NASCAR. Mm-hmm. It was practice. We're talking about practice, dog. We ain't talking about the game. Like, he ride around in circles for hours. hours.
Yeah, he killed that man on purpose.
He going to jail.
Tony going to jail, dog. Doing some time.
Free Tony Stewart.
Free Tone. NFL loses a corporate sponsor for breast cancer awareness. It seems that the toxicity of Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson has finally seeped its way to the NFL at large, according to CBS Sports. Manufacturing behemoth Procter & Gamble has pulled up out of an upcoming partnership with the NFL for Breast Cancer Awareness Week. The deal was apparently scuttled because of the recent off-the-field issues that have plagued the NFL in recent weeks. The partnership was supposed to be a fairly visible one, too, involving players from each of the 32 teams.
Man, now I'm pissed. Y'all not gonna save the titties no more?
Now the titties gotta die because y'all couldn't get it together.
Y'all not gonna save the titties. Mm-mm. Oh, now I'm pissed. This shit going, y'all motherfuckers keep your hand off these women.
Right.
It's a problem now.
I was okay with it before.
Right.
But now, oh hell no.
Man, let me catch a panther. Let me see Hardy out in the streets in Charlotte. Watch what happened. Watch I get his autograph and talk shit about him later.
Watch I walk past him and don't make eye contact.
With his punk ass hitting on women.
Think I won't sit in a restaurant and say check please when he walk in?
Yep. Bet you won't hit another dude your size like that.
So, remember when we were talking about Ron Washington retiring?
Ron on the rocks.
And he said, I'm not on them drugs. Well, he did a press conference.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming. You know, I just wanted to say a couple things. You know, when you respect baseball, baseball respects you. I made a mistake, and I'm embarrassed more than I've ever been in my life.
That's coming from a man who was on rocks. I don't know what happens after this, but it's going to be good.
I don't run when I make a mistake. And when you put yourself in situations, you own it. Those are the type of things that my wife always say to me. I was not true to my wife. After 42 years, I broke her trust. I'm here today to own that mistake and to apologize to her and to those I disappointed. And
suspend this nigga. Get him off my team.
Get him off my screen.
Infidelity incenses me.
I don't want to see him on TV at all.
You can't sell my Gatorade. Now you were fine on the crack, but infidelity is too much.
Mm-mm. No,
I'm sorry, but yeah, he cheated on his wife, man. We figured out that mystery. Maybe it wasn't the crack, it was the other type of crack.
That crack will kill.
Ryan Washington's.
Ryan out here with groupies though, man. Who would have thought it?
Yo, man, that old ass nigga. Yo, women, some women will fuck anybody with money. So there's always somebody that's like, I'll do it.
Fuck him. Yeah, I hear on these
give me groupies. That old crackhead dick. I'll suck the shit out of that crackhead
got
dick.
Groupies.
Give me some, take me out to a nice dinner. Luol Deng said he's ready to move on, according to Kyle Korver, who's a white man. So I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. How you gonna give me a third hand? Yeah, he's ready to move on, according to me, the white man.
What did Dang say? Where is he? Well, he's back in Africa right now.
Yeah,
he's probably testing.
He's probably down there, running the store, trying to cheat some people.
Back in the Sudan.
So Roger Goodell said there will be a new conduct policy on the way. He admitted to making mistakes at his press conference.
I mean, aren't the policymakers tired of all these policies?
I know.
Like, they just finished printing out a handbook not even a month ago.
They're going to get a new committee to do discipline. So he'll have that instead of just being him by himself. So he's going to meet with the Players Association, DeMarie Smith, next week. And they're going to work with outside experts to evaluate the league's policy. Even his role will be on the table. So this, my prediction has always been he will step down from his role as disciplines are. Someone else will step over. He'll create some like tribunal or, you know, committee that handles that, and they just report to him. That's my guess, and I guess he'll keep his job, and Leslie will give me $20 September 11, 2015. So that's my guess. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, his questions, he was kind of, you could tell he was a little bit contentious with his answers because he had answered a lot of the questions already through his press statement.
He's still nervous.
And people was asking him questions that he had no good answer for because it was all the questions that we've been bringing up. But now he couldn't run from them. But he did stand up there like a man and answer them all, man. So yeah. I couldn't be mad at him.
You think when Derek Jeter kick his groupies out, he play? You got the ass face.
Mm-hmm. You got the ass face. Tell me how my ass tastes. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. Kobe Bryant in the news. He wants to buy an Italian football club because he's rich, bitch.
I thought he already owned one.
I thought he owned some, too. The L.A. Lakers shooting star is a big fan of Italian football. He tweeted enthusiastically during the World Cup. He confessed this summer to having a particular fondness for Azzurri and AC Milan. He visited the Milano training ground, according to La Gazzetta dello Sport today. Bryant is preparing to invest in the Serie B side. Bologna is the name of the club. The club is in advanced negotiations for a buyout from American lawyer Joe Tacopina, who had previously been linked with Roma. It's believed the overall transaction will cost $20 million or 20 million euros. But don't worry, guys. He got it. That's just 1 year salary. Other investigators, other investors.
Thank you, Lakers.
Yeah, thanks, Lakers. Other investors, Montreal Impact owner Joey Saputo. He's trying to buy a soccer team. Hey, Cope Dog.
He leaving America as soon as when the season up, man. Mm-hmm. He's not even going to come back to America. He gone.
You heard of NBA players going back to college in the offseason. This story sort of like that, except while Wesley Johnson is just a few credits shy of running his degree from Syracuse, the Lakers forward found himself in a different type of summer school this year. Classes ran from Easter through July with instruction beginning early, nearly daily at 7 a.m. The tests were grueling. They were take-home assignments. The professor, Kobe Bean Bryant.
He got a 7 o'clock in the morning class, dog.
And you know he been there since 5. Call it the fundamentals of Mamba. To outsiders this summer, Bryant has operated primarily in the shroud of secrecy. The rest of us watch YouTube videos of Kobe schooling some poor kid in China. We read Sports Illustrated article in which he called himself 70 in basketball years. While we wondered what it all means, Bryant has been maintaining a typically grueling workout schedule, planning to disprove any notion that he's in a sharp decline. And perhaps no one has a more intimate view of Bryant's labor than Johnson, the second-year Laker, who was a candidate to start a small forward. Others who have seen Bryant work out, including Coach Byron Scott and General Manager Mitch Kupchak, have said he is 100% healthy. So let's get this out of the way with a pop quiz for our student. Just how healthy is Kobe? I think he gets tired of that question, Johnson said, and I've never asked. Johnson knows better. Asking implies doubt. And after nearly daily workouts with Bryant in Orange County, he has none. I think it will be the same Kobe, Johnson said, but I think I don't want to say he'll tone it down. I think he'll be more effective, more efficient. He's not going to overexert himself like he normally does. Bryant will be paid $48.5 million over the next 2 seasons, despite durability being a concern for the first time in his career. He's returned to games last December, 8 months after tearing his Achilles tendon, only to break a bone in his knee 9 days later. There are no guarantees that he can remain healthy. Speculation is worthless. We'll all have to wait, even Bryant and his teammates. Still, we can learn about Bryant through Johnson's experiences, and the workouts were just as rigorous as was described throughout his rehabilitation from the torn Achilles. Bryant just as demanding of himself and teammates who found themselves sharing his space. People come to work out and think, I'm going to get some shots up or do what they do, Johnson said. But he takes it like it's a preparation for a game. It's all a learning experience for Johnson, who averaged a career high of 9.1 points in 28.4 minutes with the Lakers last season. Let's see. Wait, hold on. He bounced around the league. He found himself in Los Angeles. Now the 16-time champions are offering him a shot at stability, signing him back-to-back one-year deals. In Bryant, they provide their young players a chance to learn from one of the greatest ever. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Professor Bryant. Mm-hmm. That dude.
Johnson was not employed merely as some training dummy so Bryant could get his reps in. Bryant told Johnson to study clips of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, and when they practiced together, Bryant made sure each of his protege's movements were for a reason. Bryant's arsenal of maneuvers, of course, is vast, and Johnson learned that there was a reason for every fade, every spare, every dribble. Every move he does is always calculated, said Johnson. Hey, you know he made him watch Jordan and Pippen so the other dudes could be Pippen, right? Now, you Pippen, go get my board.
I mean, that's no disrespect, though.
Yeah.
Because Pippen could ball.
Yeah, but that's what he did. He's like, yep. You go be Pippen. I think he's more focused on not only him, his workout, but his teammates as well, Byron Scott said, getting them up to speed as far as what it takes to be a champion in this league. Throughout the summer, other teammates cycled through workouts. Nick Young joined for a couple weeks, but couldn't keep up because he was out fucking. If they don't learn nothing from Kobe, Scott said, then it's a mistake on their part. What's the top thing that Johnson learned? Seriousness, he said. Johnson said, added, he goes hard. Anybody tell you that's worked out with him, it's tough. It's tough. Then again, nobody said summer school will be easy. All right, guys, it's another week of Balls Deep Sports. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. It was fun. Definitely went late, but we had a lot of fun with the show and a lot of jokes.
Thanks, Leslie, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie, for calling in. Definitely enjoyed the conversation. And the rest of you guys, we'll talk to y'all next week. Until then. Yep,
appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm. Peace.